This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A gun in a movie theater, again. And again, at a showing of the new Batman, the film being played during the Colorado massacre. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Theater management called police in New Haven, Connecticut just after 10 p.m. The police found the suspect with an unconcealed gun in his waistband in one of the theaters just before The Dark Knight Rises started showing. The man did not comply with police officers' orders and had to be taken into custody by force and charged with breach of peace and interfering with police officers. This just days after a man was found in a movie theater in Ohio with a 9mm pistol and four knives. Dave?
Courtney, three NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan after suicide bombers targeted their patrol. Jared Loftner will get his life in prison sentence in November, avoiding the death penalty, pleading guilty to last year's Arizona shooting rampage.
This is the system doing its best. It's not a perfect solution.
Susie Heilman is one of 13 that Loftner wounded, along with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Six others died. A Tea Party in congressman takes a step toward the Senate, Missouri. Todd Akin beat two other Republicans, including a Sarah Palin-backed challenger, to win the GOP primary to take on Democrat Claire McCaskill in November. The U.S. is going to win a gold medal today in beach volleyball. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner, live in London.
Today's highlight could be the women's beach volleyball. Two American teams square off for the finals, including two-time gold medalist Carrie Walsh Jennings and Misty May Traynor. Also today, a highly anticipated race, the women's 200-meter. Allison Felix, a favorite, going up against Jamaica's Veronica Campbell-Brown. And the men's basketball team up against Australia in the quarterfinals. The U.S. women's team advanced to the semifinals yesterday after beating Canada. Dave?
And in the Olympic gymnastics, Phil, Allie Raisman won a gold and a bronze yesterday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Jay with SafeLite Autoglass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have autoglass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLite has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLite, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLite.com.
SafeLite Repair, SafeLite Replace.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection. Our gorgeous diamond ear studs are marked 50% off. We have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley, and most of our prices are half of what you would expect to pay anywhere else. Bring in up to 3 pieces of sterling silver jewelry, and we will dip them for you free this week. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Come see us at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center.
If you're looking for affordable, durable, beautiful flooring, look no further than Zorneman Flooring. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan, or call 776-2800 for the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. so you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
So come on down to Burger Boss and order some heart disease. Grease those arteries and watch them clog. You can't beat our type 2 diabetes at Burger Boss.
Want to avoid chronic disease? Eat more veggies and fruit and stay away from the bad stuff. You know what it is.
It's Sunday. Sunday, Sunday. And you're feeling like a slug, slug, slug. Chained to your remote control like a giant couch potato. Keep watching and you'll see what a stroke feels like. Or better yet, a heart attack.
Take a 30-minute walk every day. Or take the stairs instead of the elevator. They're little things, but they work.
You can smoke or you can dip. Put that cancer in your lip. It's to die for.
And stay away from tobacco at all costs. Do these easy things and you'll feel better now and prevent chronic disease later. Learn more. Go to longlivetexans.com.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school.
Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Christ, let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new F-150 from Team Ford starting at $19,988.
Nice price.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for $13,888, and we have 0% for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
WTAW News Time, 607, 77 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the upper 90s. Bet you didn't guess that, did you? Slight chance of rain, too. Yeah, that one's no mystery to either. And the heat index, once again, of over 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast following this first look at news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The first draft of future budgets for the city of Bryan showed less property tax money will be available to pay for general fund operations year after next. The chief financial officer says updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District appears to turn that decrease into an increase.
All that's going to be updated with the latest property taxes, so that I'm expecting actually that to go away. We're still crunching the numbers, but I would say that, yes, we would expect it to go up.
The newest numbers will be presented to Bryan City Council next Tuesday. A Bryan woman is accused of calling in a false child abduction report in College Station. 18-year-old Maricela De Luna was arrested Tuesday from an incident reported the week before Memorial Day at Post Oak Mall. Officer Rhonda Seaton says De Luna's 911 call came after an argument in the food court, then De Luna refusing to ride home with her boyfriend and their four-month-old daughter.
The stroller that was used to push a four-month-old was in the back of the truck, not something that would be typical of an abduction the way that she described it as happening. He was also able to show his phone to the officer, and it showed where he had attempted to call De Luna 25 times. Since the incident occurred, and 12 of those calls were placed prior to her calling 911.
Four patrol cars responded to DeLuna's 911 call with lights and sirens. Another Brazos County resident has the West Nile virus. The health department says a woman between the ages of 20 and 40 is expected to make a full recovery. Dr. Charles Williams says most who get the mosquito-borne disease won't know they have it.
It's only a small percentage of individuals that actually become symptomatic. Those symptoms can be very mild and may not prompt an individual to go and be tested. And the truth is that most of the time, those symptoms will go away on their own.
Dr. Williams says a day or two of neurological symptoms, including confusion, severe headaches, and high fever, are among the signs to seek immediate medical attention. People on both sides of the death penalty have plenty to say about Tuesday's execution in Huntsville of a man who scored 61 on an IQ test.
What happened was a travesty.
Anti-death penalty activist Gloria Ruback in Houston says that should have made Marvin Wilson ineligible for the death penalty.
We don't kill children. A And this man's mental capabilities were that of a child.
Houston victim rights advocate Dudley Sharp says Wilson scored above 70 on five or six other IQ tests and got the 61 when he filed appeals.
And the judges, as just about everybody else, is aware that inmates will do anything they can not to be executed, including blowing IQ tests.
Wilson was condemned for killing a police informant 20 years ago in Beaumont. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Searchers have found the body of a Georgia paraglider in Milam County the day after a competition was suspended. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 50-year-old Don Bailiff of Atlanta was dead at the scene. Bailiff's body and the wreckage were located Monday afternoon in a pasture near Cameron, about 120 miles northwest of Houston. Authorities say Bailiff took part in last weekend's Lone Star National Paragliding Championship. Poor weather conditions Sunday afternoon led organizers to call off the championship, and competitors were notified to descend. DPS was contacted when Bailiff did not return to the starting point. And there'll be a lot of stressed-out officials in Harris County today. Thing is, they asked for it.
Hundreds of people from law enforcement to Homeland Security to volunteer organizations will hold a full-scale emergency exercise at Reliance Center in Houston. They'll be looking for ways to improve the activation of emergency personnel, supply distribution, radio communication, and getting information out to the public.
The purpose of this exercise is to test ourselves to the point of failure. That is, at what point do our plans need improvement, and to be realistic and honest in that assessment.
Francisco Sanchez with the Harris County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says Reliant would be the staging area in an emergency. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 611, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, the Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on!
Norma G Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G, Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call. 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today, and it's going to be very warm across the region. Temperatures, once again, are going to be up close to 100 degrees. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, 95 to 100 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Aggies as Coach Kevin Sumlin talks about the new guys on the defensive line. Of course, we'll update you on the Olympics, too. There's one Aggie that still has a chance for a medal today. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Chase!
Yes?
They're all in my control room.
You know, I was about to ask, is Tom in his room? Because it doesn't sound like he's on his microphone.
No.
That's what comes from way too many years of listening to radio.
Right. Well, no, there's other things that can happen from listening
that
to
too.
Way too many.
But there's therapy for that.
I'm having issues in my room.
Again?
Yeah, again.
This is like the second time in a month.
Yeah, I know. First time since then.
Do you remember how we fixed it?
No one privied me to that, and that would probably be against company policy.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know how I fixed it.
Well, no, we want Chase to know so we can call him at 6:15 in the morning.
Sure.
Chase, it's not working. Hi.
Yeah,
oh, exactly.
It'll sound just like that.
That's too. It. So, and then Kat's here this morning.
Good morning.
Two mornings in a row. My
good
goodness.
Morning.
We didn't scare her off yesterday.
It's a win streak.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Yeah, we've been able
our
to
tradition. I mean, after all, this is Aggieland.
That's true. You didn't know that if you do something twice, it's a tradition?
No.
Yeah, so there. Just be careful. Okay? All right, so today it's to help you out the next time you go hunting for your keys.
Oh, I need help on that.
Okay.
You know, I had an odd emergency this weekend along those lines.
Emergency?
Yeah. My wife left town with a friend, and they were just doing a little girls' extended weekend away. And
helping the economies of other counties.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we bought gas here before she left.
Okay, that's
so
good, yeah.
No, she got about 2 hours away from here, and I needed to leave the house and run an errand, and I realized I didn't have my keys. Mm. They were in the door of her car.
Really?
Like in one of the inside compartments?
Not sticking in a
lock.
No, when you were saying that yesterday, tell me about it. I'm thinking, yeah, the keys are sticking out the door.
Yeah,
no.
I thought you meant stuck in the door.
Okay, so kind of in the little map carrier there.
Sure enough, they were there. I called her, and she's like, they're there. So she was going to drive all the way back up here. By the grace of God, I was digging through, everybody has that drawer at home.
Yeah.
I was digging through that drawer. Yeah. I found an extra key to my truck, and, of course, then had the garage door opener. So
sure.
We got off okay. So
first world problems.
I know.
It really is, but you know what? When you're going through it, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Because Jackie's had to climb through a doggy doorway.
See, I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, no. So the next
I've probably
time,
gotten stuck. They'd have to call the fire department and tell them to bring, Crisco or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then, of course, your name would be in the report.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And the dog was waiting to get through. And Jackie would just.
Yeah.
Well, really. Well, it depends on. It's okay if the dog's on the outside part of the door. But
Right. So the next time you're hunting for your keys, if you will say keys out loud.
They'll respond to you?
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, that's the main campus right there.
Yeah.
That's the mothership.
Yeah.
Shows that naming the objects you're searching for may help.
Gold.
Ooh. Lottery ticket. Child. I mean, gub. There's any number of things. Well, it depends on where you are as you're wandering around calling out what you're looking for.
Really?
Probably not.
Just walk around today screaming winning lottery numbers and see how far that gets you.
Yeah, right. Or beer!
Someone's beer? We want a lottery ticket?
No,
yeah, really.
Saying.
You know, Scott, if you get a winning lottery ticket, you can buy a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Yeah, you could do that. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. What?
Well, I'd never noticed it before, but there's one of those, ostensibly a National Guards person that's in that commercial that sounds like about an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
I've heard that.
Wow. Okay.
Well, get a deal.
Recruiting young.
I know.
There you go. It's August the 8th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is Happiness Happens Day. Happiness
every
happens.
Every
that's every day, yeah.
Yeah.
If you make it that
today is sneak some zucchini on your neighbor's porch night. It depends on the neighborhood you live in, you know?
Number one, who came up with that harebrained idea? Number two, how did it even sniff the show prep service?
Well, I don't know. We've done it before.
You've mentioned
it. We've mentioned it before. But
seems like a year ago we mentioned it.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a lot more fun is if you bake a bunch of brownies, put them in a brown bag and write not dog poop and stick it in front of someone's door and knock and run away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say set it on fire and then knock on the door.
Well, it's brownies. You don't really want to set it on fire.
But at least the bottom of your shoes would smell better.
No.
I mean, do you know someone who would actually eat brownies out of a bag that's left on their front porch?
Not everyone. Not everyone's as naturally suspicious as you are, Scott.
Yes, not. But one might think.
Okay. Of course, if you saw little pixies after consuming a brownie or two, you might want to hold off on finishing off the bag.
Either that, or go ahead and get all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And get some ding dong.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We could take this in every direction.
Yeah,
possible.
Sure. There's no doubt. Yeah, absolutely.
Birthdays today. Some people that Kat's never heard of. And Chase barely has. Actress Esther Williams is 91.
That's Lorenzo Lamas' mama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Fernando's Corinthian leather, is that right?
Was
that
no, it was Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I get them confused.
We say actress, but, you know, it's Olympic time. She was a swimmer,
She was a swimmer chick.
Quite a good one, too. Mm-hmm. From The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman, actor Richard Anderson turns 86 years old today. Anita Talbot.
I think parts of him are bionic by now.
yeah, probably so.
Maybe a hip or a knee, something like that.
He was wearing a bad wig even back then.
Anita Talbot.
No.
Anita Talbot's an actress that I've heard of, so I circled her. She's 82. Mel Tillis is 80 years old.
Wow.
The country singer.
You think he forgets what he's trying to say in between the...
He just moves on.
Yeah.
There you go. One of my favorite actors of all time, for sure, is Dustin Hoffman. He turned 75 years old.
I think we have another fan.
Yeah, another fan. Well, you know, it's amazing when you think all the way back to The Graduate. And, you know, when we first heard of Dustin Hoffman and all the great work he's done since then.
Yeah, when Mel Brooks' wife tried to seduce him.
Well, and that's the interesting thing is she's only about 10 years older than he is. He just played very young at
that time.
See, to me, I think he'll always be Captain Hook.
Generational
thing.
That's
how I got to know him.
Yeah, okay.
Connie Stevens, the actress, turned 74 years old today. And from the Statler Brothers, Phil Balsley,
he's
73.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't sing with them anymore?
No.
Keith Carradine, the actor, and he sang some too, is 63 years old. Donnie Most, that's Potsy from Happy Days.
And Little Else.
Really?
Yeah, surely he did a Love Boat, don't you think?
I don't know, he may have, but
you know, I know who he's having lunch with today who's having a birthday, though.
Okay.
Anson Williams, Potsy?
No, we'll get to him.
No, wait, Anson, I'm sorry, that's right. Donnie Most wasn't Potsy. Who was he? He was the redhead guy.
He was Ralph Mouth.
Ralph, there you go.
I didn't even hear you get that wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't catch you get that wrong. How about that?
You missed one. He's 59 years old. Deborah Norville, the news anchor, turns 54 years old.
That's
today.
Inside Edition, you know. That's not just any news show.
Yeah, and she's still doing that, I think.
She was the first in a long line of people who didn't fit well with the Today Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Country singer Mark Wills turns 39 years old. Singer Drew Lachey. Of 98 Degrees, turns 36 years old.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Michael Urie, he was on Ugly Betty, is 32 years old today.
And even Kat's shaking her head.
Yeah. I'm just working with one list, so that's all
I
got.
Well, Donnie Most, without a doubt, sharing a birthday with, and maybe even sharing lunch today with the immortal Larry Wilcox from Chips.
Oh, from Chips, yeah.
I mean, you talk about two guys who go, man, remember the Zenith of Our Careers? When was that, like 35 years ago?
So, 7, Mary, 3, and 4. Yeah. That was their call sign on Chips, Ponch and John.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The lapse in time between the plant closing and the woman's death raises questions about what they're trying to say here. They're basically saying that Mitt and Bain are responsible for this, and Mitt had been long gone from that position. And, well, we're illustrating how long it took for communities and individuals to recover from the closing of their business, Burton responded. Oh, okay. That's not what the ad said. I don't know if he realizes what he's done. Romney basically killed my wife. I mean, that's what they're saying. It just couldn't be. But, you know, in light of what we have now been through and what has been set up to this point, I don't know why anybody would be surprised. He's a felon, hasn't paid taxes in 10 years, wants to kill dogs, he doesn't like women, and he's a racist.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're keeping up with the house payments. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Pellinger. More homeowners are in the good graces of their mortgage lenders. TransUnion says the percentage of homeowners behind on their payments fell in the spring to a three-year low. But the report notes the delinquency rate is still improving slowly, and it will likely be some time before it returns to where it was before the housing market crashed. We cut back on our use of plastic in June, but the Federal Reserve says a pickup in demand for auto and student loans boosted overall consumer borrowing for the month. The cutback in credit card use is seen as evidence that people remain cautious because of the high unemployment rate. Stock market futures still pointing lower, but they have improved some over the last hour. Disney is coming off a strong quarter in which its profit jumped 24%. The entertainment giant reports its parks and resorts business and cable channels did especially well. Disney's bottom line also got a boost from the Avengers. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752. Boy, there were some parts of the cities that got some pretty significant rain, didn't last very long, and also some significant wind, certainly in the center part of the city yesterday. So, again, that possibility crops up today. We've got, again, the 99s for a high. We'll continue that all the way through Sunday. Low temperature will be probably in the mid to upper 70s, and that 20% chance of showers, that, again, could pop up today just like we did yesterday. Hey, we've already got a heat index of 80 degrees. That's kind of fun for this time of year, isn't it? Yeah, be able to do that at 6:27 in the morning. Anyway, current conditions, relative humidity is 90%. We've got winds that are calm, and it's 78 degrees.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
When people lie, they generally give off clues that they're not telling the truth. And if you know what to look for, you can spot a liar. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
In trying to tell if someone is lying to you, there is no one single way, but there are clues.
Like the tone of voice, yelling all of a sudden, or being super, super assertive. I swear on my mother's grave, this is a great tax plan. Wait a minute.
Marianne Carinch, author of the book, How to Spot a Liar.
Here's a hot tip. You ask them a question, and instead of answering the question, they'll rephrase it. So I say, where were you last night? Well, what do you mean, where was I last night? Or, where were you last night? You know, I had a really, really long drive after work. Well, in both of those cases, one case you're rephrasing the question, basically repeating it, and the other case you're starting to talk about something else.
Again, it doesn't mean they are lying, but they might be, so you might want to probe a little deeper. Too much eye contact is another clue.
Because that's a very strange thing for people to do, to just stare at you. I know that in this culture, we're told that maintaining eye contact is a really good thing, but I think that's creepy. It's not. It really isn't normal.
In general, though, Marianne says people are pretty truthful.
Unless they're trying to lie for entertainment, where they have something to protect. You know, this is love, hate, or greed. Unless you suspect there's some kind of agenda like that, people generally don't lie.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today. The highs in the upper 90s, and the heat index is over 100 today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. They care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Calling 911 to report her baby had been abducted led to a Bryan woman going to jail, accused of making a false report. College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says Tuesday's arrest followed an incident the week before Memorial Day when four patrol cars went lights and siren to Post Oak Mall.
She admitted to them that she had lied about what she reported, and she also admitted that she had arrived at the mall with him, gotten into an argument at the mall, and that she had refused to get in the vehicle with him. She also admitted to officers that she currently lived with him. The protective order had expired. So pretty much all the information that she gave officers initially was incorrect.
18-year-old Maricela De Luna placed the 911 call after walking away from the food court following an argument with her boyfriend who had their four-month-old daughter. The victim of the false call also told investigators he called her 25 times, 12 before she called police, attempting to get her to ride home instead of walking back to Bryan. Two men have been indicted on charges in connection with a 3,000-plant marijuana-growing operation near Brenham. A federal grand jury in Austin Tuesday indicted 38-year-old Jose Evaristo Rivera, a Honduran national, and 27-year-old Mexican national Everett Gonzalez. Each is charged with one count of conspiracy to manufacture more than 1,000 marijuana plants and one count of manufacturing marijuana plants. They say they face, rather, from 10 years to life in prison if convicted. A West Texas man accused of fatally shooting a deputy has died in a hospital nearly a week after he shot himself and surrendered to end the standoff. Marcus Wade Madison was pronounced dead Tuesday at a San Angelo hospital. Reagan County Deputy Josh Mitchell was killed August 1st after he went to the 42-year-old Madison's house in Big Lake to talk to him about a complaint. That led to a 17-hour standoff that ended when Madison walked out Thursday morning with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District means good news for the city of Bryan. Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says he's still crunching the numbers, but it appears the city will receive more property tax revenue.
We've got a presentation on the 14th to update the council with the latest property tax and an update on the forecast going out. But property tax is the one that was just updated last week from the Appraisal District.
The first draft given to the council 3 weeks ago indicated a decrease in property tax money to pay for general fund operations in the year after next. Hegwood expects that issue to go away. For the second time in less than a week, the Brazos County Health Department has announced a patient who has tested positive for West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams says you need to seek immediate medical attention if you have a day or two of neurological symptoms, including high fever, severe headache, and confusion.
If you look across the state of Texas, though, Texas has had over 145 cases of West Nile virus reported. And the age range of that age has been 20 months to 93 years old, basically, and the average age has been a 47.
The newest case involves a woman between the ages of 20 and 40. The health department expects her to make a full recovery. Explosive is a good way to describe the population growth in Texas, but one bump in the road may just be that, the roads.
Texans enjoy not paying a state income tax, money most states collect and use to fund highway and infrastructure projects. TSN economist Dr. Ray Perryman says even though the state is doing well economically, Texas has some long-term structural issues it will need to deal with if the growth continues.
Texans don't seem to want an increase in gasoline tax or outside investment or toll roads, and those are about the only options that we have right now.
Perryman adds with 1,000 people moving to the state every day, that means up to 400 cars are added to the roadways. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
And Curiosity has started sending back color photos of Mars showing the red planet to actually be tan-hued and pebbly. Scientists say they've never had anything like these shots before. Some, like NASA investigator Ken Edgett, were moved by the experience.
This is the first color image of the landscape where we've landed. I waited a long time for this.
NASA scientist Sarah Milkovich says the shots are a little fuzzy because of dust on the lens cap.
Hopefully in our future images we'll be able to get even better, more detail in these.
So far, Curiosity hasn't photographed any green men, but it did capture a shot of the three-mile-high mountain it's headed toward. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school.
Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new Chevy Silverado from Team Chevy starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or you can get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month. And we've got 0% for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure keeps the weather warm across the region. Sunshine will be found in abundance today. Highs will be up close to 100. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. Keep a watch on the radar, see what develops. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun is back tomorrow, we're 95 to 100. By late tomorrow afternoon, there could be an isolated storm. Friday's going to be partly sunny, warm once again. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Waco City Council last night said, okay, we'll award you $35 million to build that new stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to do it in a TIF is what they're going to do, a special tax.
They're not happy about it?
Some people are in a TIF, I bet.
Yeah, I bet they are. So they're going to build that stadium, which is going to be ready for the 2014 season, they say. We'll talk about that. And the Brazos Valley Bombers won again. They're just a half game out of the overall lead in the TCL. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So what are they going to call this, Stadium by the River, or do we know, or is somebody giving?
My understanding, what I've heard, is that Mr. McLean donated quite a bit of money, but says he doesn't want his name on it.
I think he's, matter of fact, he has asked that it be called Baylor Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. I think if I'm remembering
that's
the
a
story
fun idea.
Right.
Yeah. Which you know, you don't see that very often these days.
Yes.
So
that means there'll be like a giant piece of quality real estate right there on Valley Mills Drive.
Absolutely.
That's right. Named after Mr. Casey, who I guess they're just forgetting about him because
whoever he was.
He just donated something to the old stadium. What have you done for us lately?
Yeah, right.
For the record, though, it was always kind of hard to drive to the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was the only Big 12 school, I believe, that
didn't
stadium
have a,
was
didn't
off
have an
campus.
On-campus stadium.
Yeah. I always had a parking permit. I didn't have any trouble.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, and it's, you know, if you didn't have a parking permit, if you didn't have up close parking, it's such a fantastic neighborhood right there.
Well, it is. It's a nice area. It really is. I do have to tell you. So, when I went up there to work, I was used to Kyle Field and the press box that we had here, which really had good food and stuff. It was like Arnold's Barbecue, I believe, to begin with. And so my first game at Baylor Stadium, I go in, and they have a cheese ball.
All right.
a wheel. They have a cheese wheel.
Yeah.
And self-serve Dr. Pepper.
Well, at least they had
that's
that.
That's all you need. Yeah. All you need is cheese and Dr. Pepper.
Ah, that was a Beatles song.
What are you whining about?
Yeah. Well, because if he ate cheese, he wants some wine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Normally, we want to just find some cheese for his wine.
Dr. Pepper is the champagne of Waco. You don't understand.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Bear drinks it.
There's two jewels in 3 days. Yeah, you know. Right, yeah. Thankfully, one of them was on the air.
That means you're like third place in the fat kids race.
Oh, hot dog. Maybe someone will give me a fourth place medal because they feel sorry for me.
That's right. The champagne of Waco.
Yeah.
Okay. So who was this guy who you had the soundbite from with the Mars lander?
Yeah, we were in here talking and we just suddenly heard it like.
Was he crying?
You guys leave the NASA nerd alone. He's worked on this thing for a long time.
Yeah. This is the first color image of the landscape where we've landed. I waited a long time for this.
I mean, there's a good chance he lives in a basement under his parents.
Oh,
so.
No way.
There were tears dropping in his pocket protector.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Now, we were talking, and then suddenly it sounded like, oh, no, somebody screwed up on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
That never happens.
And it doesn't, yeah. Well,
no.
That's...
No, it was emotion.
Yeah. I just like the idea that we're the UFO this time.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know?
That's right.
We don't ever get
that's
to be
right.
the UFO.
Martian News reports, you know, about little white men walking all over the place.
Excuse me. Yeah. They might not all be white.
That's true.
Well,
in the future.
Yeah, that's right. We got the Rainbow Coalition.
If you want to start in on that. But, you know,
sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Because in a month, Jesse Jackson will be there, you know, because
he'll find
everywhere.
Something to protest about.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Is there a camera? Let me get that.
Yeah.
So President Obama continues to hang tough against the allegations he's not doing enough for black Americans. An interview with Black Enterprise magazine, he was pressed about the high black unemployment rate and his perceived lack of action on the problem. This is what the President of U.S. America said. My general view has been consistent throughout, which is that I want all businesses to succeed. I want all Americans to have an opportunity. I'm not the president of Black America. I'm the president of the United States of America. But the programs that we've put in place have been directed at those folks who are at least able to get financing through conventional means. In other words, if you screwed up your life and screwed up your credit, that's not his fault. So there you are. That's our
That's a nice middle-of-the-road statement to make, but does he actually believe it?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, it's if he gets in there and starts, you know, talking his jive patter, he may say something different. But anyhow. And now the Forbes contributor is talking about both candidates being really, 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 really nasty about each other, and so as a result, they're being viewed very negatively. Avi Dan from Forbes says that a recent poll has found that both candidates were viewed very negatively by a record number of voters. Really? A chuckle from the side.
Like, what's different about that?
I know.
Yeah, it's another day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
When asked whether the president or Romney are the best two people to run.
No, they're
to
the
be running.
Only two people
that's
that are
right.
running.
That's right.
The president got a 67% response of no. So, no, not at all.
And Romney said, ha ha. Tell, yeah. But what was his number?
It doesn't say.
Really?
So, yeah. Now, did you hear the story yesterday on Drudge?
No, I might have read it, but...
Did you hear about the story that broke on Drudge? That Mitt Romney is actively considering David Petraeus for his vice presidential nominee.
Interesting.
Posted the rumor yesterday based on a scoop. A scoop.
Did he have a little revolving red and blue light?
Crudely,
1998 Microsoft artwork.
Yep. He's also had that rumor, if you'll recall, about... I believe it was
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, yeah. We had that one. That was supposed to happen. So.
How do you confuse Sarah Palin and Marco Rubio?
Well, yeah, I know.
It's easy to confuse them.
You have to have an old brain. Here's the handicapping tool that may work best to figure out who the VP choice is. Look at Wikipedia pages for potential running mates. Back in 2008, Sarah Palin's Wikipedia page had all sorts of changes and updates just hours before John McCain announced that she was the running mate. Same thing happened with Joe Biden's website or Wikipedia page. So, what?
I'm just trying to imagine what sort of updates they had to make to Biden's Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Take out the hair plugs.
Yeah.
Don't mention the hair plugs. Okay.
If there are any direct quotes, remove them.
Yes.
That's right. Let me check them first.
Yeah, please. Aww. Yeah. And don't let a live microphone get near him.
That's right.
Just yesterday, though, Ohio Senator Rob Portman's
is that his middle name?
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen
him? Yeah.
Rob Milktoast.
Yep. His Wikipedia page was updated 16 times. 9 changes have been made to Marco Rubio's page, and Tim Pawlenty, wish it was Polenta, but it's not.
Yeah.
Former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty's page was altered 4 times yesterday. So there you are.
Hmm.
So it's come to this, huh?
Yeah, that's where
we
are.
We're monitoring
the
alterations made to a Wikipedia entry.
That's it.
So is it a badge of honor a little bit to be the first person to update a Wikipedia page when they're announced as the VP?
But, I mean, look. Here's if you take somebody like Bobby Jindal, the 14-year-old governor of Louisiana.
Right.
I mean, what else can you update? You know, he's not... had a lot of things that have changed in his world. Whatever.
Someone could be like correcting. I mean, I correct grammar mistakes when I'm on Wikipedia or spelling errors.
You contribute.
Anybody can contribute. My little brother put a fake page about subterranean liverworts. He just made something up and they deleted it after 2 minutes when someone found it and was like, this is ridiculous. But
and that's exactly how they sounded.
The Wikipedia police got him.
Subterranean
liverworts. He drew a picture and everything.
Did he? if you draw a picture, it must exist, right?
Right.
It would make absolute sense. Pages for New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have not been updated since last July. Quit it. He's not going to make it. You don't have to worry about
No, that's true. But it is amazing how quickly they get updated. I know in the sporting world, when a coach gets a new job or something, within 5 minutes, it's updated that he's the new coach at.
Tom's been shut out 3 times.
Yeah.
At Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. Voted the best water park in the world for 14 straight years. Schlitterbahn has bigger, better, and more rides than any other water park. Nobody comes close. More than 3 miles of tubing rides, 8 kid water parks, wave pools, heated pools, uphill water coasters, and slides of all kinds. And now in 2012, experience the Falls, the longest white water adventure ride on planet Earth. Voted best new water park ride anywhere. Plus, enjoy the Aquabayer, the Deluge, the Butterfly Bayou, Boogie Bay, and more. And get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. I'll be back with details of art forms in the landscape right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from the decorative touches you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's look at those art forms. Let's make a list of some of your options. First and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be the hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, those are the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic red cedar? If you would, would you be willing to pay that difference? Is the look worth the difference? Don't find yourself hating a decision years down the road just because you didn't spend the extra cash up front or the extra time in planning. Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots that we find in nurseries and garden centers today. There are beautiful pots out there, and each can make its own particular statement in your garden. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's 100 degrees or warmer outside. However, to look their best in your landscape, these water courses need to look natural, like they belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully. Keep things as simple as possible. Maybe use one of those beautiful glazed decorative pots, the great big urns, and you make a recycling water feature out of that. Sundials are the perfect form of garden art, at least at my home. They have style, they have function, there are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. I collect sundials. I have about 15 or 20. I live in a shade forest, and I have sundials. Go figure. I love sundials in the landscape. You may also encounter other antique art pieces, sections of old garden fences. Even gates can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 100 years or longer. England has always been a source of richly wonderful antiques, and I have English chimney pots. You even find reproduction chimney pots now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look them up online. They're beautiful in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick the right plant food in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. The first look at your sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Let's talk a little Olympics first. Aggie Wayne Davis II ran a 13.52 in the 200-meter prelim at the Olympics yesterday, and that qualified him for the three heats of today's semifinals. It'll be run at about 1:15. Some Olympic highlights yesterday includes both women's sand volleyball teams winning their semifinal matches, and they'll meet each other for the gold today. Team USA Gymnastics captain Allie Raisman won the gold in the floor exercises yesterday, and that was the only gold the USA won on Tuesday, while China picked up two more and now lead the U.S. by 4, 34-30 in golds. They lead by 3 in total medals, 73-70. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers right now are far and away the best baseball team in the Texas Collegiate League. After clinching a playoff spot yesterday, the Bombers are now just one win away from taking over first place in the summer long standings. They beat the first place East Texas Pump Jacks in Kilgore last night, 11-5 for their third straight win. In those three games, they've outscored their opponents 43-6. Aggie Brandon Wood hit two doubles and had three RBI in the Bombers' 36th win of the summer. That tied the Pump Jacks in wins, and they're just one down in the loss column now for the season. They will play again tonight in Kilgore before the Bombers come back home tomorrow to host the Woodlands, and then end the regular season on the road at McKinney on Friday. The playoffs will start on Sunday. It's a one-game semifinal and then a best-of-three finals. Former Aggie pitcher Brooks Raley had a rough major league debut last night, starting for the Cubs. He lasted four innings, gave up 8 hits, 7 earned runs, and walked 3 in a 2-0 loss to San Diego on the coast. Texas Rangers stopped a 2-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over the Boston Red Sox yesterday, and the Houston Astros are sprinting towards another 100-loss season. They lost their 74th last night with a 3-2 12-inning setback at home to the division-leading Washington Nationals. Yesterday afternoon's rain forced the Aggie football team indoors. This is obviously a time to evaluate new players and see which ones can contribute. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked about the freshmen on the defensive line.
You know, they're working hard. We got some explosive guys. We got some guys that can help us. You know, it's a matter of who. Ideally you wouldn't want to play them all, you know, because of our situation of depth. Some guys have come in and have really, I think, shown a energy level. You know, Polo and Taylor, Obioha, those guys have really come in, I think, and really kind of juiced practice up a little bit from energy and passion. Now, do they know what they're doing? Not a whole lot, but you know they're getting better. And you know, since Alonzo's been out there, it's been pretty good too. So it's really like having a whole different D line now that we got Mathis back too. So you know, we had a bunch of guys out there playing right now we never saw before until last week, which is Coach Price is really, really happy about that.
The Aggies open their season 3 weeks from tomorrow night in Shreveport against Louisiana Tech. And finally, Waco leaders have cleared the way to help finance Baylor's planned $250 million on-campus football stadium. The Waco City Council voted last night to award $35 million in special tax funds for the project. Baylor officials in a statement following the vote said the school is prepared to start construction and they hope to have it ready for the 2014 season. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get the family ready for fun September 6th through the 9th with 4 days of excitement, including rodeos, concerts, carnivals, fun run, livestock shows, delicious food, and much more. Tickets are just $10, and kids 4 to 12 are only $5. Season passes are available for just $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, or Producers Co-op. For more information, log on to Brazos Valley Fair. Or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
So are you watching the Olympics in high definition? Better yet, are you watching the Olympics in 3D? You know, Sunlink has enhanced the London Olympic experience with a dedicated 3D Olympic channel. That's right. Plus the high-definition channel for soccer and high-definition channel for basketball. With Suddenlink On Demand and Suddenlink To Go, which we've told you about, you can watch the London Games anytime, anywhere from your computer. That's just another example of how Suddenlink keeps getting better. Yeah, they're into the Olympics. They know you are too, and they want you to see it the absolute best, and you can with Suddenlink. You know, the Olympic Games run through August the 12th, so there's still plenty of time to get these features from Suddenlink and get your Olympic watching even better. You know, the track and field is still coming up. Suddenlink has launched three new temporary channels just for the Olympic Games, the 3D, the Olympic soccer in HD, and the Olympic basketball in HD. It's all part of the Suddenlink difference, so give them a call. 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 100. Low temperature tonight, around 77. Watch for storms, because we had one pass through yesterday. 78 now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 1,500 counties in 32 states, now disaster areas, wilting in a drought that's destroying crops, driving up food prices. President Obama ordering the agriculture departments
to get more water to livestock and restore land impacted by drought.
There's also relief for some farmers and businesses. Now, the president will campaign today in Colorado, getting into it with his Republican rival over welfare. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, Mitt Romney is attacking the president for a July executive order that Romney says will gut the Clinton-era welfare reforms.
By taking the work requirement out of welfare.
Romney said that yesterday in suburban Chicago, as did a Romney ad now released.
This advertisement is categorically false, and it is blatantly dishonest.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says that order is aimed at giving states more welfare flexibility, the kind of thing requested by many governors, including Mitt Romney when he was governor of Massachusetts. Dave?
Now, Rich Romney will be in Iowa and New Jersey today. Yet another incident in a movie theater after last month's Colorado massacre. A man arrested last night in New Haven, Connecticut, found with a gun just before a showing of The Dark Knight Rises. The cop hailed a hero in Wisconsin, shot nine times in the Sikh Temple massacre. He's improving a little. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Oak Creek.
Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards says Lieutenant Brian Murphy gave him a thumbs up. He's one of three critically injured after being shot Sunday. Edwards says he gave Murphy some words of encouragement.
He's not able to converse, so it's just more of a, you know, if you're doing okay, you did a great job, you're a hero.
Hundreds of people gathered here last night for a candlelight vigil and a show of support for the Sikh community. A funeral service for the six killed is planned for Friday morning at a local high school. Dave?
Jeff Ernesto's battering Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
My mom and I are worried that something could happen, like the house could fly away or something.
Now, Ernesto's not a hurricane now, but could become a hurricane again, move back over water and hit Mexico Thursday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. This event is for anyone looking to learn more about Waldenbrook Estates for themselves or loved ones. We will provide information about our community and the benefits and amenities of living at Waldenbrook Estates. This is a great time to ask questions and learn more about our community. Join us for our barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045. 2045.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you had your carpets take forever to dry after cleaning? Long drying times can create a breeding ground for bacteria to grow. For a drier, cleaner, healthier cleaning, call ChemDry of Brazos County, 776-9833. ChemDry uses Green Seal certified cleaners that will leave your carpet sparkling clean and dry in 1 to 2 hours in most cases. 776-9833. ChemDry of Brazos County. Local people, local company with no 800 numbers. Serving Brazos, Burleson, Robertson, Milam, Lee, and Falls counties. Independently owned and operated by Brad Ayers.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today. I bet you could almost repeat it with me. Highs in the upper 90s, heat index well over 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The first draft of future budgets for the city of Bryan showed less property tax money will be available to pay for general fund operations the year after next. But Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District appears to turn that decrease into an increase.
All that's going to be updated with the latest property taxes, so that I'm expecting actually that to go away. We're still crunching the numbers, but I would say that, yes, we would expect it to go up.
The newest numbers will be presented to Bryan City Council next Tuesday. A Bryan woman's accused of calling in a false child abduction report in College Station. 18-year-old Maricela De Luna was arrested Tuesday from an incident reported the week before Memorial Day at Post Oak Mall. Officer Rhonda Seaton says DeLuna's 911 call came after an argument in the food court, then DeLuna refusing to ride home with her boyfriend and their four-month-old daughter.
The stroller that was used to push the four-month-old was in the back of the truck, not something that would be typical of an abduction the way that she described it as happening. He was also able to show his phone to the officer, and it showed where he had attempted to call DeLuna 25 times since the incident occurred, and 12 of those calls were placed prior to her calling 911.
Four patrol cars responded to DeLuna's 911 call with lights and sirens. Searchers have found the body of a Georgia paraglider in a Milam County field the day after a competition was suspended. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 50-year-old Don Bailiff of Atlanta was dead at the scene. Bailiff's body and the wreckage were located Monday afternoon in a pasture near Cameron. Authorities say Bailiff took part in last weekend's Lone Star National Paragliding Championship. Poor weather conditions Sunday afternoon led organizers to call off the championship, and competitors were notified to descend. DPS was contacted when Bailiff did not return to the starting point. People on both sides of the death penalty have plenty to say about Tuesday's execution in Huntsville of a man who scored 61 on an IQ test.
What happened was a
travesty.
Anti-death penalty activist Gloria Ruback in Houston says that should have made Marvin Wilson ineligible for the death penalty.
We don't kill children. And this man's mental capabilities were that of a child.
Houston victim rights advocate Dudley Sharp says Wilson scored above 70 on five or six other IQ tests and got the 61 when he filed appeals.
And the judges, as just about everybody else, is aware that inmates will do anything they can not to be executed, including blowing IQ tests.
Wilson was condemned for killing a police informant 20 years ago in Beaumont. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Another Brazos County resident has tested positive for West Nile virus. The health department says a woman between the ages of 20 and 40 is expected to make a full recovery. Dr. Charles Williams says most people who get the mosquito-borne disease don't even know they have it.
It's only a small percentage of individuals that actually become symptomatic. Those symptoms can be very mild and may not prompt an individual to go and be tested. And the truth is that most of the time, those symptoms will go away on their own.
Dr. Williams says a day or two of neurological symptoms, including confusion, severe headaches, and high fever, are among the signs to seek immediate medical attention. There'll be a lot of stressed-out officials in Harris County today, and the thing is, they asked for it.
Hundreds of people, from law enforcement to Homeland Security to volunteer organizations, will hold a full-scale emergency exercise at Reliant Center in Houston. They'll be looking for ways to improve the activation of emergency personnel, supply distribution, radio communication, and getting information out to the public.
The purpose of this exercise is to test ourselves to the point of failure. That is, at what point do our plans need improvement, and to be realistic and honest in that assessment.
Francisco Sanchez with the Harris County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says Reliant would be the staging area in an emergency. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:10, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news is brought to you by Zornman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornman Flooring today.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine today, and it's going to be very warm across the region. Temperatures, once again, are going to be up close to 100 degrees. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, 95 to 100 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Still no decision on a starting quarterback for the Aggies for their game against Louisiana Tech.
They don't need to. I mean, it's not tomorrow.
No,
right?
That's
they
true.
Got a few weeks.
But
Busted leaving for Shreveport now.
Yeah. But Coach Kevin Sumlin did talk a little bit about each one of the three candidates, Jamail Showers, Johnny Manziel, and Matt Jokel, and we'll hear that coming up in sports.
There you are. No Olympics?
Oh, yeah, we'll hear that, too. And, you know, that was just the tease part of it, Scott.
I know, but you see, usually you'll tease to the Olympics, and that gives me a chance to.
Oh, okay. And we'll have some Olympic news, too.
Okay, very nice.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to play.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank goodness.
That's
not what Scott thought he was going to play either.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger Miller.
Yeah. somehow that song popped into my head yesterday. Boy, that was annoying.
That was one of his little cutesy songs.
Well, most everything he did was pretty cutesy.
Right. Huh?
You know, I could have played the Wiggles version.
Oh.
But I didn't because, you know, that would make
that would disrespect the memory of Roger Miller.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it would probably all give us a sugar high if we did that.
Yeah.
We'd be bouncing. Here you go.
You're going to do it anyway.
A little wiggle.
Just a little wiggle. All the whistling.
Yeah.
Pendulum swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westing the
high. Wow. That's annoying even for the Wiggles.
Oh, I like the Wiggles.
Well, we figured the Wiggles have got it made because their audience, what's their core demo?
Three, maybe.
I mean, they don't have to do a show that's longer than about 17 minutes. I mean, those kids won't sit still for that. And, you know, but and they made a lot of money, you know. They really, really made a lot of money.
Whoops. What in the world?
God, Chase got all excited.
Man,
I thought I just
got done.
No, you didn't. No, I was gonna play that.
That ought to be your new sounder, Chase.
Yeah, really. Yeah, right. Why not?
And here's the serious side of the news.
So the German.
Really.
Did you hear about the German weightlifter Matthias Steiner? Dropped a bunch of weight on his head on Tuesday.
Oh no.
Yeah,
really?
Gold medal winner from the Beijing Olympics attempting to do a snatch over 432 pounds. The bar got behind him and fell back of his head.
Is he alive?
He is. He laid there in pain, and the officials came running out to tend to him, and amazingly enough, he got up and walked off the mat under his own power.
Well, somebody lifted up the bar, I take it, first.
Yeah. Well, he didn't come back for his third attempt, surprisingly enough. And
goodness gracious. That's you know, when they throw those things down,
yeah.
I worry about their feet, you know? Mm. Yeah, God, would that'd make you cuss, wouldn't it? Really?
Wow. Yeah.
He'd be cussing in Russian, so not everybody would know what he was saying.
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know if this has shown up or not, but Stefan Feck. Be Stefan Feck.
Speaking of things you can't say.
That's right.
Things to say slowly.
Men's 3-meter springboard qualifying round on Tuesday.
Oh, did he bump his head?
No, he got a zero. He
really?
Did he belly flop?
He did.
Cannonball!
Yeah, really.
He failed a back flop on his drive, Yeah, so he got a zero.
God,
now, that's the kind of video I want to see. Yeah. I mean, by the time he hits the water, they've already got the zeros up, right? You know, they're showing
that. Well, he was trying to put in that extra half a flip, right?
Yeah.
And it just didn't go.
It
so.
Really didn't. All right. Well.
I wonder if he flipped out when he saw a score. I like that split second of just, you know, not even sympathy.
No.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the best you could do. In order to blow out candles on a birthday cake, somebody has to blow on the cake, right?
So now you're going to tell us about all the germs that are spread, right?
Golly, I've thought that for years.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
But do you ever bring it up?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, bring it up at a 4-year-old's birthday party as they're blowing out the candles. I don't think I'll take a piece of your child's cake after they slobbered all over.
That's right.
Because I don't know where your child has been or how dirty they are or what kind of germs they have.
You should be a selective birthday party attendee.
I'm just pretty sure no matter what, you won't be invited to number 5.
Yeah.
We've all eaten cake that's been sprinkled with 3-year-old spit, right?
Yeah, but we're
there's a profound statement for our times.
Whether we like it or not, we have. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 3-year-old, are you sure? I mean, see, that's the other part. Are we just talking 3-year-old, you know?
Or 7-year-old.
Well, or, you know, 25-year-old.
Yeah. Well, or 85-year-old, too, you know.
See?
May even get worse when you start talking about that.
There you go.
So.
Start losing dentures.
Yeah, so you've also wondered just how gross it is to eat that. Yeah.
Boy, then it really gets nasty.
Yeah.
Look what I found in the icing here.
Well, the answer is maybe it's a little. Well, that's the other thing too. If you think about it, you know, if you go to a redneck party and somebody's got a dip going, that could be pretty nasty.
And there you go.
May not end like you think it will.
It's a Dalmatian cake.
Yeah. Wow. In an experiment with two cakes, the cake that was blown on did grow more bacteria than the control cake that no one blew on.
Yeah.
The other interesting fact is that the more candles on the cake, the more bacteria ends up on the frosting.
Mm.
I think we could have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, that's because the person blowing has to blow more to get all of the candles out. The good news, however, is that most microorganisms in the human mouth are not harmful as long as the person is healthy. So if they cough and sneeze right before they blow out the candle, you go, I'll pass. So anyway, there you go. You are basically eating somebody else's germs, but they likely won't harm you. So there you go. Just thinking about that.
There you go. Okay, I just quit thinking about it. There you go.
I quit thinking about it about 45 seconds ago.
In
my head, at least, the show has moved on to something else.
I think I like your taste, Chase.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway.
It's been a long time since I've heard that, but thank you.
Consider the source, right?
Yeah, we've surely never said it.
She doesn't know him well enough.
I can take it for what it's worth.
Woman, I like all y'all stooges.
Thank you. All right, there we go. A woman in Ohio is accused of pretending to go into labor to avoid arrest. 29-year-old Tamala Grissett was arrested after allegedly stealing $1,300 worth of merchandise from Macy's.
Hmm.
Police say that's when Tamala threatened to kill one of the officers. That's probably not good.
No.
And file a false abuse complaint against him. When they refused to release her, she allegedly started going into labor. Police took her to the hospital. Once they got there, she made a run for it. Well, I wonder how far along she was. Waddle, 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 waddle.
Mm.
Cops soon recaptured her.
It was? Yeah, I think so.
And charged her with theft, aggravated menacing, obstructing official business. Unclear whether or not she's actually... It's unclear as to whether or not she was actually pregnant. I guess she must be a big girl. she must.
So petite is not in the descriptor.
must be a big girl. Okay. And a pair accused of thieving in Pennsylvania told police that their crimes were actually all part of a TV show. Randall Smith and Artie Goodwine, these two Einsteins, were busted after cops spotted them being chased by one of their robbery victims. The victim told police that these guys had filmed the $20 robbery on a cell phone camera and explained that it was part of the new reality show, We Just Got Robbed.
I don't think that's going to qualify as an excuse.
It did not. It did not work. Okay, now, have any of y'all ever heard that it was against the law to kill a praying mantis?
No.
Have you ever heard that before?
But
I don't
why
know
would
that
you
I've
kill
ever,
a praying mantis? Yeah.
Don't know that I've ever killed one.
Ah.
I mean, I may have run over one, know it or something.
It's not against the law.
I kill all of them that I see.
Do you? Yes. Well, you don't see a lot of them.
That's why you don't see a lot of them.
He goes hunting for them.
Once again, have you seen the walking sticks that are not the praying mantis? Is that like a praying mantis that got old, you know, and turned brown?
Yeah. It's a poser.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this rumor started floating around in the 1950s. That it was against the law because they were an endangered species.
Hmm.
Why? Has somebody been counting them?
I don't know. But again, I'd never heard this.
We're down to 80 billion.
Most of us believed it was the praying mantis that was an endangered species, but they're not. In fact, they're very cool and they're very useful insects. And they really don't harm us in any way. Other insects? Not so much. Do you remember that movie about the giant praying mantis?
Yeah, that probably harmed some people.
Yeah, that probably did. It was a black and white movie.
It's the last movie Scott saw.
Right, that he sat through.
Not true.
Yeah, that's right.
7:22. Boys, we got us, and lady, we got us a Jesus sighting.
Oh, man.
Got us a Jesus sighting.
I wonder if it's the same one that I read about this morning.
Well, yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Beeville?
Yes.
Yep.
In Beeville?
Tucked away in a refrigerator and carefully wrapped in foil as a half-eaten breakfast taco with a very special image on it. What?
I'm just thinking that it's the image of a half-eaten breakfast taco. Okay?
Yeah, half-eaten breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it hadn't been half-eaten, they'd have the whole Last Supper on there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's special at least to 80.
Peter's missing.
80-year-old Texan Ernesto Garza. Mm-hmm. Ernesto, who attends an adult daycare facility in Beeville, said that he walked into the cafeteria. Quit it.
He attends.
Walked into the what?
The adult daycare facility.
No.
What is he attending?
He walked into the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And he interrupted the canasta game.
He was going
and said,
Said, well, he's over there rattling the plastic glasses, you know, to get him some juice.
That's right.
Said, Ernesto's got to get his prune juice to get things started, so to speak.
Right.
Oh, I wish you would get this started. And, joke.
But he came in to have his usual bacon and egg breakfast taco.
Of course he did.
Right.
Four tortillas were all handmade by the cooks there.
Four tortillas? Yeah, my goodness. It. That's a big taco.
Garza sat down and unwrapped the taco. This is about the time that he was going to eat the inside of the taco. He's poking around and looked. And he noticed that there was a face staring back at him. He was so
on
shocked.
On the tortilla, I guess,
so,
right?
So shocked he looked at it for 5 minutes. Just looking back now at him was the face of Jesus. And since that morning, the Jesus taco has been the talk of the town.
Somebody asked him, what is it? He said, I think I see Jesus.
Yeah.
I said, I think I see Jesus!
With SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-2-WAY. All right, look for a high temperature today, probably about 100. And again, we've got a 20% chance of showers, but that there's some people who scored on that yesterday, fairly significant. Showers only lasted for a short time, and pretty good wind as well right around in the East 29th area, so right at the Bryan College Station line. So it could happen again today. Right now, we have relative humidity 80%. Winds are calm, and we've got 79 degrees outside.
Sioux Falls Prairie is pleased to announce their first annual Farmers Bargain Days of Texas during the month of August. During this event, you can choose from their huge selection of used equipment and come away with the best deals in Texas, from riding lawnmowers to 300-horsepower tractors. Farmers Bargain Days of Texas at all five Sioux Falls Prairie locations. See cptractor.com for the location nearest you. Financing is available with approved credit and select trade-ins accepted. All pricing is limited to this event. Only available in the month of August. Come in for the best deals and use farm equipment around. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Ex-Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was in West Palm Beach the other night in support of the mayor, Lois Frankel, who, heaven help, is running for Congress. She said, you can depend on the government for one thing. It was about you had to be able to trust the water that our kids drank and the food that they ate. But this is the E. coli club. They don't want to spend money to do that. Let me translate this. Nancy Pelosi is trying to call the Republican Party the E. coli club. She's claiming the Republicans want to cut food safety to ensure that kids get sick. She also described Republican ideology as, quote, reduce the police, the fire, the teachers, reduce their role, give tax cuts to the high end. That'll stimulate the economy and everything will be good. Now, these ancient lies from the Democrat handbook didn't work last time I trotted them out. And look, it's Pelosi, and she's not a spring chicken. She's not even a winter chicken. She's not too bright. She's not speaker anymore, and she's not going to be. The point is that reality is not her friend. Anyone who claims Republicans don't want safe food or safe water or teachers, police, firefighters, and a good economy isn't worth taking seriously. Republicans have kids, and unlike Nancy Pelosi and her party, they don't advocate aborting their future generations in the womb. It's Florida. Maybe Nancy was just in the heat a little too long.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 78 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index in the triple digits today. No surprises there. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station, calling 911 to report her baby was abducted, to led to a Bryan woman going to jail, accused of making a false report. College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says Tuesday's arrest followed an incident the week before Memorial Day when four patrol cars went lights and sirens to Post Oak Mall.
She admitted to them that she had lied about what she reported, and she also admitted that she had arrived at the mall with him, gotten into an argument at the mall, and that she had refused to get in the vehicle with him. She also admitted to officers that she currently lived with him. The protective order had expired. So pretty much all the information that she gave officers initially was incorrect.
18-year-old Maricela De Luna was placed the 911 call after walking away from the food court following an argument with her boyfriend who had their four-month-old daughter. The victim of the false call also told investigators he called De Luna 25 times, 12 times before she called 911, trying to get her to ride home with him instead of walking back to Bryan. Two men have been indicted on charges in connection with a 3,000 plant marijuana growing operation in southeast Texas. A federal grand jury in Austin on Tuesday indicted 38-year-old Jose Evaristo Rivera, a Honduran national, and 27-year-old Everett Gonzalez, a Mexican national. Each is charged with one count of conspiracy to manufacture more than 1,000 marijuana plants and one count of manufacturing marijuana plants, all over the operation found near Brenham. They face from 10 years to life in federal prison if convicted. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration discovered the fields last month while conducting an aerial operation. A West Texas man accused of fatally shooting a deputy has died in a hospital nearly a week after he shot himself and surrendered to end the standoff. Marcus Wade Madison was pronounced dead Tuesday at a San Angelo hospital. Reagan County Deputy Josh Mitchell was killed August 1st after he went to the 42-year-old Madison's house in Big Lake to talk to him about a complaint. That led to a 17-hour standoff that ended when Madison walked out Thursday morning with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District means good news for the city of Bryan. Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says he's still crunching the numbers, but it appears the city will receive more property tax revenue.
We've got a presentation on the 14th to update the council with the latest property tax and an update on the forecast going out. But property tax is the one that was just updated last week from the appraisal district.
The first draft given to council 3 weeks ago indicated a decrease in property tax money to pay for general fund operations year after next, but Hegwood expects that issue to go away. For the second time in less than a week, the Brazos County Health Department has announced a patient who has tested positive for West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams says to seek immediate medical attention if you have a day or two of neurological symptoms, including high fever, severe headache, and confusion.
If you look across the state of Texas, though, they, you know, Texas has had over 145 cases of West Nile virus reported. And the age range of that age has been 20 months to 93 years old, basically, and the average age has been 47.
The newest case involves a woman between the ages of 20 and 40. The health department expects her to make a full recovery. Explosive is a good way to describe the population growth in Texas, but one bump in the road may just be that, the roads.
Texans enjoy not paying a state income tax, money most states collect and use to fund highway and infrastructure projects. TSN economist Dr. Ray Perryman says even though the state is doing well economically, Texas has some long-term structural issues it will need to deal with if the growth continues.
Texans don't seem to want an increase in gasoline tax or outside investment or toll roads, and those are about the only options that we have right now.
Perryman adds with 1,000 people moving to the state every day, that means up to 400 cars are added to the roadways. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Curiosity has started sending back color photos of Mars showing the red planet to actually be tan-hued and pebbly. Scientists say they've never had anything like these shots before, and some, like NASA investigator Ken Edgett, are moved by the experience.
This is the first color image of the landscape where we've landed. Waited a long time for this.
NASA scientist Sarah Milkovich says the shots are a little fuzzy because of dust on the lens cap.
Hopefully in our future images we'll be able to get even better, more detail in these.
So far, Curiosity hasn't photographed any green men, but it did capture a shot of the 3-mile-high island. It's headed, 3-mile-high mountain it's headed toward. WTAW News Time is 7:34, 78 degrees right now, just rolled over to 7:35. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure keeps the weather warm across the region. Sunshine will be found in abundance today. Highs will be up close to 100. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. Keep a watch on the radar, see what develops. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun is back tomorrow, we're 95 to 100. By late tomorrow afternoon, there could be an isolated storm. Friday's going to be partly sunny, warm once again. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
See, and then they did the sports
push that
thing
button, and Coach Kevin Sumlin will talk about the quarterbacks coming up. Jamail Showers, Johnny Manziel, and Matt Jokel are the candidates. We'll hear from him. And Olympic news, of course, the Aggies have another chance for a medal today. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
All right, so this Mars lander, this thing is like $1.2 billion or $2.1 billion. I forget, what is it?
After a while.
Give or take a billion.
Okay, but... They don't have like a little puff of air to take the dust off the lens of the camera?
I was wondering about that, you know, of all the, it's like we just can't have nice things.
I know. If only there were a congressman we could talk to about that. Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Scott. Good to talk to you and Tom and Chase this morning.
So now we can't get something to blow the dust off the camera lens on the Mars lander. I guess they didn't put that in there.
Well, I guess they didn't order that option. I guess it was actually $2.5 billion. I guess they ran out of money.
That's it. Well, okay, we'll have to remember that next time. And while we're talking about that for just a minute, we were flabbergasted with the, and I know this is not in your, how's the dog doing?
Well,
That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. That's America, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's the real world. We know you're not in the office in D.C.
That's true.
One of the things that we had talked about was a report last week on Amtrak and how much money they had lost just in the food and beverage area of Amtrak. And it's $8 billion or something like that. And they told a story about the soft drink that they sell for $2 on the train costs us $3.40. And, I mean, who in their right mind is going to do that? And how can we really show our appropriate outrage when we have the government doing stuff like that that's really brain dead?
Well, I wish I had an answer for you, because the law says that Amtrak is not supposed to get into auxiliary businesses that lose money.
Yeah.
Meaning, for instance, if you buy a hamburger on Amtrak, it costs you $9.50, and then the taxpayer kicks in another $6.65.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I voted against the transportation and housing and urban development bill, because the appropriators there did not behave in what I consider to be a responsible manner, and they continue to subsidize Amtrak. Anyway, you know, and I caught a lot of grief for voting against the T-HUD appropriations bill. I don't know. I don't have the answer for it. I wish that, well, there's a couple things we're going to have to do. Number one is we're going to have to get a different group of people on the Appropriations Committee and get them to start appropriating based on today's economic world. And then, secondly, we need to have an election where we can change out the folks in the Senate and the White House so that we can get it done together. It wouldn't have done any good for us to pass it on our own on a reform basis, because it wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway.
Now, and let's just kind of talk from the political landscape here for just a minute. Obviously, we had talked last week after the Tea Party victory for Ted Cruz in Texas, but as things are so spread apart right now, as the parties are so divided, what in one view is yours as to what will happen with the Tea Party influence in Washington, even though we still have some elections to go? Is this a good thing? Can it bring the two established parties together, or will it simply pull them farther apart?
Well, I think the Tea Party influence is good, because it gets conservatives out to vote for the type of America that reflects today's economic realities, and it also follows the Constitution. So I think it's going to have a positive influence, because the other direction that folks want to go is clearly an unsustainable direction from an economic standpoint, and also from a values perspective. So I think it's good that they're going to come out. The influence, I think, you know, it's not going to pull us any closer together. But as you and I have talked in the past, I don't see the compromise position between one side of the aisle that would like to have more paychecks for folks, because we think that's the ultimate solution to building a middle class, versus the other side of the aisle that believes that food stamps is the direction to go.
Bill Flohr is joining us this morning in the district. Now, the jobs report came out on Friday, and again, the number is still too big, but the administration said, well, at least it's not bigger than we thought it was going to be.
Well, that's for the 23 million Americans that either don't have work, that have given up looking for work, or that are underemployed. I mean, for instance, those that are working part-time that want to work full-time, it's a disaster, and it reflects the 42nd month of unemployment over 8%. So I thought it was a very disappointing number, and it continues to reflect that what you and I here in real-world America know, and that is that the president's policies for getting the economy back on track just do not work. They failed.
There had been some talk that the House was going to stay in session even though the Senate had gone on. Now, you didn't, and I guess you're adjourned until September the 10th, but what was the thinking there as far as maybe staying in session, and what was the linchpin that finally made you decide that you were going to come home?
Well, I'm not in leadership, so I don't know all the back and forth that they went through to come up with an idea, but I can tell you this. It doesn't do any good for us to stay in session. When I say us, the House, to stay in session if the Senate's not there, because we'll continue doing what we've been doing, and that is passing one Main Street economic bill after another, after another, after another, and then they'll all head to Harry Reid's trash can, which is what has happened the last 19 months. So in my view, it just didn't make sense to stay in session. Now, we did send a letter to Harry Reid and said, if you'd like to address the looming fiscal cliff, which includes the tax cliff, the pending tax increases, and the sequestration cuts, then we are happy to come back in the session to do that. So the Speaker and the leader of the House sent that to Harry Reid, and I strongly support what they said, and I'll be prepared to head back to Washington whenever we need to.
Bill Flores joining us from the district this morning. Any chance that there are some recess appointments that may happen while both houses are out?
Well, see, we're actually not. We did not adjourn.
Okay.
There was a vote to adjourn, and that vote failed, which means both houses are technically still in session.
Okay.
And what we do is we have a pro forma session every third day where somebody comes in and gavels the house open. We have the prayer and the pledge. I did it this past Friday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any business, we take care of the business. And then it's gavel closed for 3 days. Now, during that time period, according to the Constitution, the president cannot make recess appointments. Now, he has done it in the past, but I would hope that he wouldn't want to stick his finger in our eye again and try it again.
Now, you mentioned sequestration, and, of course, this passed by, 414-2 vote to clarify what sequestration would be, and surprisingly, the president signed that?
Yes, he did. He signed it earlier this week, and I didn't expect him to because it's going to require that the administration put out the transparent plan that they have put together to implement sequestration. Up until now, we've been asking questions about, now, what are you going to do in terms of cutting our military? And they would not tell us. What are you going to do in terms of cutting veterans' benefits? They wouldn't tell us. And now we're going to find out once and for all if they comply with the law.
And they've got 30 days, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, since you're back in the district, you'll have some town halls coming up?
Yes, sir, we do. Next week, we're going to have one on the 15th in Cleburne and on the 16th in Waco. And then we'll have a third one on the 17th of September here in Bryan College Station.
Okay. Anything else important that I missed?
Well, last week I introduced the Federal Lands Energy Regulatory Certainty Act, which is to delay some rules proposed by the Bureau of Land Management having to do with energy operations until they do a full study on the impact on America's energy security and in terms of our economic impact and deficit impact.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session, and sometimes like today, even when they're not. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Great talk to you all, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and for our military men and women that protect it.
All right.
Oh, look, honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be?
Ignoramus.
Right.
AggielandHelpWanted.com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
So are you watching the Olympics in high definition? Better yet, are you watching the Olympics in 3D? You know, Suddenlink has enhanced the London Olympic experience with a dedicated 3D Olympic channel. That's right. Plus the high definition channel for soccer and high definition channel for basketball. With Suddenlink On Demand and Suddenlink To Go, which we've told you about, you can watch the London Games anytime, anywhere from your computer. That's just another example of how Suddenlink keeps getting better. Yeah, they're into the Olympics. They know you are too, and they want you to see it the absolute best, and you can with Suddenlink. You know, the Olympic Games run through August the 12th, so there's still plenty of time to get these features from Suddenlink and get your Olympic watching even better. You know, the track and field is still coming up. Suddenlink has launched three new temporary channels just for the Olympic Games, the 3D, the Olympic soccer in HD, and the Olympic basketball in HD. 1,750-plus hours of TV coverage of the Olympics on NBC, CNBC, NBC Sports, MSNBC, Bravo, and Telemundo. So you can watch NBC Universal's 3,500 hours of live coverage of the events from London at NBCOlympics.com. So it's Olympics everywhere, and Suddenlink wants to bring it to you. It's all part of the Suddenlink difference. So give them a call, 1-800 915-1866. That's Suddenly.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you struggle with addiction? You might say no because you abstain from drugs and alcohol, but those aren't the only addictions that sabotage a person's life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Stacy likes to go shopping. If you saw her in a store, you'd think she was like every other customer. But if you knew her story, you'd change your mind. You see, Stacy is an addict. She's buried in debt and buys things she'll never use, but she feels like she has to spend. Professor and therapist Dr. Terry Lambright defines addiction as any substance or process over which we are powerless. Alcohol and drugs are classic dependencies, but behavioral addictions are every bit as prevalent and powerful. Though expressed in different ways, behavioral addictions follow similar patterns. Like Stacy, some people cope with anxiety through spending money. The excitement of buying something new provides momentary relief from their circumstances. But before long, anxiety returns, and they once again need to spend in order to feel good. It's the same for those who comfort themselves with food, gambling, or pornography. Eventually, the behavior reaches extremes and life breaks down. If you're concerned that there's an addiction stealing your joy, let me encourage you to speak with one of our counselors or find one in your area. You can call us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. It's 7:50, and this is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin said that they may decide on a starting quarterback by the end of this week, or it could be game week. Yeah, for Louisiana Tech, Coach Sumlin did talk about the three candidates, Jamail Showers, Johnny Manziel, and Matt Jokel yesterday.
You know, there's no doubt that, the two biggest things, Jamail's got an extremely strong arm, extremely quick release, ability to throw balls in the tight coverage and throw things. I mean, he's got a cannon. You know, he's still got the ability to move around. He's strong in there. He's, what is he, 215 pounds or something like that? You know, Johnny's a guy that is a creator. You know, he can throw it. I think he's become a better passer in the last 6-7 months. I mean, since spring, and obviously he's worked on his motion and what we saw in the spring. You know, he's able to move around and extend plays, create some other offense after that. But you know, in the spring that got him in trouble some too. And you know, I think what he's worked on is his ability to sit in there a little bit more and make decisions. And both of them, the key will be between both of them, those two guys, is decision-making. Jokel has probably thrown some of the best deep balls of anybody in camp. He's more of a pocket guy. He knows that. And a bigger guy and not a run-around guy, and that plays to his strength. That's probably why he's such a great deep ball thrower, because he'll sit in there and then let it rip.
The Aggies will open the season 3 weeks from tomorrow night, and of course, we will have all the Aggie games right here on 1620. Let's talk some Olympics. Aggie Wayne Davis II ran a 13.52 in the 200-meter prelims at the Olympics yesterday, and that did qualify for one of the three heats of today's semifinals. That'll be run at 1:15. Some Olympic highlights yesterday include both women's sand volleyball teams winning their semifinal matches, and they'll meet each other for the gold medal today. Team USA Gymnastics captain Allie Reisman won the gold in the floor exercises yesterday. That was the only gold for the U.S. yesterday, while China picked up two more. And now they lead the U.S. by four golds, 34-30. They lead by three total medals, 73-70. Also, Diana Taurasi scored 15 points. Candace Parker added 12. The U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team got a 91-48 rout of Canada, their 39th consecutive Olympic win. They go into the semifinals. Destiny Hooker's a volleyball player for the University of Texas, but right now on Team USA, and she helped lead the volleyball team to a win over the Dominican Republic. The U.S. is looking for its first gold medal there in the semifinals. Brazos Valley Bombers stay hot right now, far and away. They're the best baseball team in the Texas Collegiate League. They clinched a playoff spot yesterday. The Bombers are now, though, one win away from taking over first place in the summer-long standings. They beat the first-place East Texas Pump Jacks in Kilgore last night 11-5 for their third straight win. And in those three games, they've outscored their opponents 43-6. Aggie Brandon Wood hit two doubles and had three RBIs in the Bombers' 36th win of the year. That ties the Pump Jacks in the wins column, and the Bombers are just one down in the loss column for the season. They'll play again tonight in Kilgore before the Bombers come back home tomorrow to host the Woodlands, and then end the regular season on the road at McKinney Friday, but then the playoffs start on Sunday. Former Aggie pitcher Brooks Raley had kind of a rough major league debut last night, starting for the Cubs. He lasted four innings, gave up eight hits, seven earned runs, and walked three in a 2-0 loss to San Diego on the coast. Texas Rangers stopped a two-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over the Boston Red Sox at Fenway last night. Ian Kinsler had two RBIs. Ryan Dempster got his first win as a Ranger. Texas finishes the series with the Red Sox this afternoon before coming home to host the Tigers this weekend. The Houston Astros are jetting their way towards another 100-loss season. They lost their 74th last night with a 3-2 12-inning loss at home to the division-leading Washington Nationals. Houston and Washington played the third of the four-game series tonight. They'll finish tomorrow, and then Houston will host Milwaukee this weekend. Waco leaders have cleared the way to help finance Baylor's planned $250 million on-campus football stadium. The Waco City Council voted last night to award $35 million in special tax funds for the project. Baylor officials say now they are ready to start construction. They hope to have the new stadium ready for the 2014 season. It would replace, of course, Floyd Casey Stadium, which was built in 1950. And finally, the last remaining head coaching vacancy in the NBA has been filled. The Portland Trailblazers have hired Terry Stotts as their head coach. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
News Talk 1620. Yeah, just a minute. You'll get to tell me all about it right now. We were talking about the Famous Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I was saying,
oh, yeah.
No, he made it sound really nasty yesterday, but now that I've seen it.
Wait a minute. I don't think I could.
I mean, the way I imagined it was like just somebody dumping mashed potatoes in there and then like, oh, yeah, let's throw in just a whole ear of corn, which is not what it was.
With the cob and everything.
Chicken parts. It's more like popcorn chicken or something.
See, so what I did is we went and found a commercial for it. Uh-huh. And the reason I did was because, go ahead, why? Why did we even bring up the Famous Bowl? Go ahead.
Because Because I was so hungry during my other news hour yesterday that I started thinking
she started
about
thinking she might even want a famous bowl.
Dreaming about the famous bowl.
So I thought, well, here, by golly, we'll just cure you that. We'll just let you see the commercial for it. And lo and behold, she ended up thinking that was even better.
No, yeah. Well, it looked a lot better than what I imagined it from his generous description.
Yeah, what can I say? So, caller, once again, helping us out, because as we were mentioning in Chase's news that it was kind of a dusty-looking picture
right.
on the, on the, what's it called, Curiosity?
Curiosity.
On Curiosity. And so we had asked Congressman Flores, you know, what, they can't have the nice things? They can't have something that would wipe down the lens? Caller tells me, you ready?
Yeah.
The lens cap is still on. But it's on purpose.
Oh.
They needed to get it down and settled, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, get the dust all settled.
Sometime today, the robotic arm will reach up and remove the clear lens cap.
This is on the 3D camera.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know, whatever it is.
So well, they've been sending some pictures, so yeah. The lens cap's not on every camera.
I don't know. So anyway,
it's HD, not 3D. But
I was going to say.
Yeah, HD. Yeah, you need glasses for it.
Yeah. That would be a waste of money.
That's right. There. And then when you're done, throw them in the box outside, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, once again, HD from Mars, and we can't get an EAS that we can understand. All right, just to let you know that one, there are some things that are just not safe from being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
A thief in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has swiped the stripes out of the bottom of a public swimming pool.
What?
These are those black vinyl lane markers, okay?
Right.
Why did they do that? Well,
right, that swimmers line up on.
They cost $2,000.
Per stripe?
Just
or
I
all
think
the
for
stripes?
All of it. It's a total of 375 feet.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
There was no surveillance video of this. Now, and again, hey, want to buy some lane markers? I mean, how does that conversation
get started?
Is
there a black market for the black stripes?
We need to try to find out. We got, you know, a couple of cities, parks and rec cities here we could be talking to a little bit.
Goes back on, because it'd be heck trying to get them down there with the water.
Well, again, I mean, and what happens if you're almost to the end, to 6 feet till the end, and you tear it, okay? Then what good does that do?
Then there's some profanity coming out of the deep end.
Oh, get bubbles. Bubbles down there. It's scary. All right, going to be about 100 today. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney is getting ready to rally in Iowa, still refusing to give any hints about who he'll pick as his running mate.
I'm a week closer than I was a week ago.
Now, there is a new name that's surfaced. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
If you believe the Drudge Report, CIA Director David Petraeus is being courted by the Romney team. A source heard President Obama say at a fundraiser he believes Mitt Romney wants to name General Petraeus to the VP slot. It got this reaction from White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
Such an assertion has never been uttered by the president. And again, be mindful of your sources.
And General Petraeus led the efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan before being tapped by President Obama to head the intelligence agency. Petraeus has said he has no political ambitions, Dave.
Jared, President Obama is going to campaign later in Colorado, the day after he declared disaster areas in 32 states hit by a drought that is drying up crops and making food cost more.
We've worked with crop insurance companies to give farmers a short grace period on unpaid insurance premiums, since some families will be struggling to make ends meet.
More homeowners are keeping up with their mortgage payments. TransUnion reports the number who are at least 2 months behind, down to 5.5%. That is a three-year low. A Republican congressman who calls himself a Tea Partier wins Missouri's Senate primary.
This campaign is about reclaiming our godly values, rebuilding the American dream.
And Todd Akin beat two other Republicans, including a Sarah Palin-backed challenger, and will take on Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in November. In Michigan, Republicans picked Pete Hoekstra, former congressman, to be on the ballot in November against a Democrat. The man who shot his wife in a possible mercy-killing case in Ohio goes back to an Akron court today. John Wise will be arraigned on a murder charge. Police say that he shot his wife in her intensive care unit bed on Saturday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Jay, with SafeLight Autoglass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have autoglass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school.
Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer.
Get a new F-150 from Team Ford starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for $13,888, and we have 0% for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamLanavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team Lanavasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
WTAW News Time, 806, 81 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the upper 90s and the heat index well over 100 once again. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The first draft of future budgets for the city of Bryan showed less property tax money will be available to pay for general fund operations year after next. But Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District appears to turn that decrease into an increase.
With the latest property taxes, so that I'm expecting actually that to go away. We're still crunching the numbers, but I would say that, yes, we would expect it to go up.
The newest numbers will be presented to Bryan City Council next Tuesday. A Bryan woman is accused of calling in a false child abduction report in College Station. 18-year-old Maricela De Luna was arrested Tuesday from an incident reported the week before Memorial Day at Post Oak Mall. Officer Rhonda Seaton says De Luna's 911 call came after an argument in the food court, then De Luna refusing to ride home with her boyfriend and their four-month-old daughter.
The stroller that was used to push a four-month-old was in the back of the truck, not something that would be typical of an abduction the way that she described it as happening. He was also able to show his phone to the officer, and it showed where he had attempted to call De Luna 25 times since the incident occurred, and 12 of those calls were placed prior to her calling 911.
Four patrol cars responded to that 911 call with lights and sirens. Searchers have found the body of a Georgia paraglider in a Milam County field the day after a competition was suspended. DPS says 50-year-old Don Bailiff of Atlanta was dead at the scene. Bailiff's body and the wreckage were located Monday afternoon in a pasture near Cameron. Authorities say Bailiff took part in last weekend's Lone Star National Paragliding Championship. Poor weather conditions Sunday afternoon led organizers to call off the championship, and competitors were notified to descend. DPS was contacted when Bailiff did not return to the starting point. People on both sides of the death penalty have plenty to say about Tuesday's execution in Huntsville of a man who scored 61 on an IQ test.
What happened was a travesty.
Anti-death penalty activist Gloria Ruback in Houston says that should have made Marvin Wilson ineligible for the death penalty.
We don't kill children. And this man's mental capabilities were that of a child.
Houston victim rights advocate Dudley Sharp says Wilson scored above 70 on five or six other IQ tests and got the 61 when he filed appeals.
And the judges, as just about everybody else, is aware that inmates will do anything they can not to be executed, including blowing IQ tests.
Wilson was condemned for killing a police informant 20 years ago in Beaumont. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Another Brazos County resident has been diagnosed with West Nile virus. The health department says a woman between the ages of 20 and 40 is expected to make a full recovery. Dr. Charles Williams says most who get the mosquito-borne disease won't even know they have it.
It's only a small percentage of individuals that actually become symptomatic. Those symptoms can be very mild and may not prompt an individual to go and be tested. And the truth is that most of the time, those symptoms will go away on their own.
Dr. Williams says a day or two of neurological symptoms, including confusion, severe headaches, and high fever, are among the signs to seek immediate medical attention. There'll be a lot of stressed out officials in Harris County today, and the thing is, they asked for it.
Hundreds of people from law enforcement to Homeland Security to volunteer organizations will hold a full-scale emergency exercise at Reliance Center in Houston. They'll be looking for ways to improve the activation of emergency personnel, supply distribution, radio communication, and getting information out to the public.
The purpose of this exercise is to test ourselves to the point of failure. That is, at what point do our plans need improvement, and to be realistic and honest in that assessment.
Francisco Sanchez with the Harris County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says Reliant would be the staging area in an emergency. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
And a U.S. Postal Service carrier in Houston is being honored for saving two children from a burning home in June. Danny Thompson was on his route when he saw smoke from an air conditioning unit. He knocked on the door but got no answer. He kept delivering mail but went back and knocked again after noticing there was more smoke. He then found out two children were in the house alone. Thompson asked the 13-year-old girl and 11-year-old boy to find the keys to the gates that were locked from the outside. After he unlocked the gate, the youngsters escaped just moments before the house went up in flames. WTAW News Time is 810, 81 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Mary Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293, Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Hey, it's 812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure keeps the weather warm across the region. Sunshine will be found in abundance today. Highs will be up close to 100. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. Keep a watch on the radar, see what develops. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun is back tomorrow, we're 95 to 100. By late tomorrow afternoon, there could be an isolated storm. Friday's going to be partly sunny, warm once again. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
What you giggling about there, Scotty?
Well, I was going to send a real quick text out to somebody, and, you know, as Chase can attest, maybe I don't talk plain enough. Maybe my phone's too smart for me, but I ask a question, and it put a different word in there than I had said. And now I don't have time to correct it, so that's all right. So the next time you challenge somebody to a game of something, pick a righty. Pick a righty. According to research out of Australia, lefties are winning. That's because left-handed people think faster than righties when playing computer games and tend to outperform them in sports, too.
Oh,
so just my wife will be proud.
Letting you know. Experts say
what about bothies like me?
Bothies.
Oh, are you ambi?
I'm not. I eat with my left hand and I write with my right hand.
No kidding.
Well, I wouldn't kid about something that serious.
Most people eat with either hand.
Do you eat like a European?
I hold my fork with my left hand.
Do you turn the fork over like Europeans do or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just thought, you know, after being in Clarksville, you know, you can.
Well, Clarksville, one thing I had to learn after I moved away from there was not to grab the fork like a, you know, with the full fist.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know. know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Nom, 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 nom.
So now.
So you don't ever use your right hand while eating?
I cut with my right hand.
Yeah, but you don't lift it to your mouth ever.
Hmm? What caught, well, okay, like never.
My right hand never lifted to my mouth.
Yeah. I use my left hand with a fork. Depends What's on if so I'm, different about that?
Depends on if I'm tearing up some ribs. You
but
know,
what then. What caused you to do that? You got any idea?
Me?
Yeah.
My parents tell me that when I was younger, I would color with my right hand, and then they would, you know, I would start coloring with my left hand, and they would ask me why I switched hands, and I'd say, well, my hand got tired, so I just switched hands.
Sure. Hmm.
And it just kind of went through. My grandfather's left-handed.
Oh, okay.
Or was left-handed.
I got you.
And so it's in the family.
Okay.
But I'm really weird. I mean,
yes, we know you're really weird. Thank you.
In any number of ways.
Sounds like my line.
But I batted when I played baseball. I batted right-handed, but I kick with my left foot.
Yeah. There you go. Tom, if you'd bring me another set of headphones, please.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of golfers who are right-handed golfers, but they putt left-handed.
Yeah.
You'll see that.
So.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, there it is right there. How are you this morning, Mayor?
Good.
Here, you have to. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I don't get to hear.
No, you will in a minute. He's going to get you some headphones.
Oh, okay.
So, it's okay. I had sent a text to see because I knew that you were feeling a little under the weather and didn't know if you were going to be here or not. So I was
here. I am.
I know.
I even made the TV this morning.
I was texting and I was texting to say is the mayor showing up this morning? And the text ended up, because it was a talk to text, came in and said, is America showing up this morning? So, you are America today. There you go. All right, now you can put the headphones on. Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
And this is Kat. Kat, this is Mayor Nancy Berry from the College Station.
Good morning.
Yeah. Kat has decided for some strange reason to join us in the mornings. And
I'm tired of sleeping in. I want to spend my mornings with obnoxious men.
You have come to the right place.
Well, birds of a feather.
Throwed under the bus.
Good sense of humor and fun to be with.
Yeah, throwed under the bus. Gotta love
shredded
that.
When it comes there.
That's it. All right, so here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Easy to play and fun to win.
Is there wagering?
Did you win the last time that you were here? Do you remember?
I did, because we didn't play.
Oh, okay. So what we'll do is we'll ask. No, there is no wagering.
Okay,
so we'll ask today about fun with Legos. It's a multiple choice situation. Tom, you'll answer first. No. Chase will answer first.
Yeah, it's been about 6 months since I got to answer.
Okay, you answer first, then Tom will answer, then the mayor will answer, then Kat will answer. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. A six-year-old's Lego piece was recently found 3 years later where? A, in his toy box. B, in his father's foot.
In the foot?
Yeah. C, in his nose. Or D, in a seven-foot python. Once again, six-year-old's Lego piece recently found after 3 years. Where was it? In his toy box, in his father's foot, in his nose, in a seven-foot python. Chase, you're first.
I think if it was the foot or the nose, it would have come out before now. Okay. I'm going to go with the seven-foot python.
Okay. And Tom?
Just to be different, I'll say the nose.
Okay.
C.
Okay. All right. Mayor?
I'm going for the obvious. Toy box.
Okay. And Kat?
I'm going to go with nose because if it was inside the python, they wouldn't know it was his particular Lego.
Unless they had a pet python.
If his dad was overweight, I have heard of people getting Cheetos lost in skin flaps, but not on your feet.
Yep.
And,
oh, my God.
Turn the mic off.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend.
No, please.
Is it
nine?
You don't have to. No, we got the picture here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Young Isaac Lassan apparently stuck.
Did the mayor get the guess?
Yeah, she did.
Okay,
yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said the toy box.
Oh, the toy box.
I was last, just like yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
young Isaac Lassone apparently stuck a Lego piece. It would be a toy car tire in his nose age of three. Doctors tried antibiotics for 3 years to solve whatever it was that was causing his sinus problem until an observant doctor saw something stuck up there.
It took 3 years for someone to look?
I know.
That was my point. You would think the child would have been miserable.
Yeah. I had a friend and their child. Well,
they're
stuck
making Legos a lot smaller than they did when I was.
Or the kid had a big old schnoz.
This was a car tire, though. It wasn't one of those sharp-edged pieces. So
okay,
I
was thinking like the Legos that I played with.
Yeah. I knew someone who, it was like her brother or somebody, it was some kind of seed like a bean, and he put it up his nose and it sprouted.
Yep, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened to this kid.
It was a lot of trouble.
It was an acorn. But he said, look, it's a great location. It's moist, it's warm. It was a perfect deal. So I'm going, okay, well, there you go. Got that going for you.
He had a bean sprouting out his nose?
Yeah.
Had to, like, surgically remove it.
Yeah.
And he had trouble getting dates, I wonder.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah.
All right, it's 8:19, so the mayor's here this morning, and thank you for being here. And
always a pleasure.
Okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit, because obviously we've got the budget coming up, and that's one of the things that obviously is going to be important, and it's an ongoing situation. So where are we in the budget process, and what can we expect coming up
Well, we're going to get our first look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What we did last year, excuse me, is that we had had our strategic planning retreat in June after the council had been elected. And it was really, we discovered, really it's too late in the budget process because it's already gone through department heads and stuff, and we have to adopt a budget in September. So this year we said, let's use January as our strategic planning retreat, so then the department heads and the city managers can look at their budget with that in mind, and that we would then have a kind of a mid-year retreat, you know, in June to kind of tweak it. So that's what we did. What we're going to do is we're going to receive the budget tomorrow. We'll see it for the first time. It's gone through the department heads. It's gone through the city manager's office, as was reported. You know, we eliminated 10 positions.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, we eliminated some last year. It's still a tough budget. And we'll get the figures from the Brazos appraisal district so we can get our effective tax rates and stuff.
You're going to probably get a report from an engineer about what's going to happen with the conference center.
Expect that this fall. Mm-hmm. Last year, we wanted to have a structural inspection because we were thinking about it's probably time to kind of renovate and modernize the building, and we wanted to know, you know, what kind of shape's the building and if we're going to remodel. And, of course, we were all surprised when he said, you know, the roof's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it could fall. So you find out that, you close it up as ASAP.
Sure. Now, could you possibly receive incrementally some things before the final report, or is it all just going to come in one fell swoop?
I believe we're going to get the full report. The inspector did, the structural engineer, he was up on the roof and he went into the rafters and he went back out onto the roof and called a city manager and a couple of men from the city manager's office, and Public Works went out and looked at the roof from inside, you know, the attic rafter mm-hmm. area, and said, we see exactly what you mean, and closed it right then and
right.
there.
I want to go back to the budget for just a minute, specifically with Bavisma. It looks like this has been a situation that's cost you more money than was budgeted this year. Your thoughts on that, and what's going to happen?
Gate rates are down just because there's a landfill in Austin that's trying to close, and so they have lowered their rates. And so some of the outlying areas that have typically brought us their waste are going elsewhere. It's a good news, bad news scenario. The revenues are down this year, but we anticipate they'll continue to go up in the future. Bavisma passed a budget that was less than last year's, so we're looking at that. Also, the bright side of waste being diverted from our landfill is that it extends the life of our landfill.
Now, impacted in any way on the landfill that is out by the airport? Has that impacted this one?
Not really, but again, that's waste that could have come to Twin Oaks, and it's now going to stay there. So, again, less tonnage coming into the landfill.
Sure.
But that's a different type. They do construction waste,
right.
And they also do a lot of recycling,
okay.
any materials that can be. So, although their permits for 7 years, they anticipate it to be about 30
okay.
before they close.
And again, that's not household garbage that we're talking about there.
No, that's just industrial waste, you know, concrete, rebars, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Are we finally coming to the long saga about the HOA? Apparently the trail now staff is going to recommend that it's going to be out on the street rather than back behind some homes?
It appears to be that's the case. The council had been used as sort of the court of last resort,
yeah.
and it was not a council decision per se. It was really went to the homeowners. Did they want to deed or give to the city 18 acres that went through their homeowners association that was common ground in the floodplain for a hike and bike trail? And, you know, we've gotten all the comments from both sides, and 2 months ago, we said, hey, you know what? This is an internal problem for the homeowners. Those who backed up to the floodplain said, not in my backyard. The people that were two streets away said, sure, let's give it to the city. And so we said, you know, y'all try and work it out. And unfortunately, they haven't. And so, you know, the city doesn't want to get in the middle of homeowners group. So there's an alternative route, and that's probably that is what the city manager is recommending.
Well, and one of the other things, I guess, is, as we've learned, operation and maintenance of anything after you've got it in place is something that has to be a consideration in your budget for years to come.
Absolutely, and that is in the floodplain, and when it rains, it floods there.
Yeah, probably would not want to be in a part of that. Now, that being said, this is once again an example of the greasy wheel really getting the grease. And this is what concerns me a little bit about any kind of a situation where people could actually become obstructionists to anything that a governmental body wants to do simply by kicking up such a fuss.
Well, I think that's kind of taking a very singular view. I mean, Welborn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. That's right. That's
okay.
it. Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's a fair statement that when you get a squeaky wheel, you listen to the squeaky wheel. But I don't think it's a sure deal just because they speak up, and every citizen has that right to come to city council and be heard. Just because they've squawked doesn't mean that the city's going to just turn over and say, you're right. We've taken on some hard issues that from the people who come to council don't seem to like. But Okay. But so I think it's a case by case and exactly what it is. I wouldn't go to say just because people come and yep. and talk that the city, I mean, the city's going to listen.
Sure.
Doesn't mean the city's going to agree.
Well, here's a ray of sunshine for you. My guy called me yesterday that the HOA elections for that neighborhood are next month.
Ah.
So there may be a whole new group of people to deal with next time, just when you think you got it solved.
Well, I think we may wrap it up tomorrow night.
There you go. Get that done. You won't have to worry about it. Okay. What else is on your radar screen today?
Well, you know, there's a lot of fun things going on. So check out our website, cstx.gov. Can sign up. You and the lovely Mrs. Flagg could sign up for tennis lessons. I know you didn't want to do the dance lessons,
yeah.
but there's tennis lessons for you.
I broke a rib. What can I say? I couldn't do that.
You got two feet. You
can, yeah. yeah. Okay, right. Okay.
And anyway. You got one good hand. Anyway, yeah, so there's tennis lessons. It's also time to sign up for kids club for after school and going to have a first tournament out at the skate park. So on September 1st, a lot of exciting things. Mm. And our population, we now believe, is over 97,000.
My goodness.
So wow. We're just moving right on up there.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.
Being more productive. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We were more efficient at our jobs in the spring. The Labor Department says worker productivity rose a little more than 1.5% in the second quarter. That was a better-than-expected showing. The number of hours worked barely grew during the quarter. There was a small drop in demand for home loans last week. Mortgage bankers report total application volume was down nearly 2% from the previous week as interest rates crept a little higher. McDonald's reports last month's sales for U.S. restaurants that have been open a year or more were down 0.1%. From July of last year. Same-store sales were unchanged system-wide. Some details are starting to emerge about Richard Schultz's vision for Best Buy. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that if Schultz succeeds in his bid to take the electronics retailer private, one of his first steps would be to lower prices to make the chain more competitive with online merchants. Stock market futures lower ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time to talk about the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Later, we'll talk about the season coming up just briefly because it starts on October the 7th. But on October the 8th, the very next day, got a golf tournament, and Steve Cruzy is the marketing chair of the Brazos Valley Symphony. And this is a great way to raise money and a fun way to raise money. Talk about what's happening, Steve.
Well, thank you, Tom. We're excited because this is the first time that the Brazos Valley Symphony has done this kind of a fundraising
mm-hmm.
event.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as you know, we're just coming off a very successful 30th season, arguably one of the best seasons in the Brazos Valley Symphony. And we're just really excited about keeping that momentum going and really building and having even more quality programs and music. So how do you do that?
Yes.
You have to raise money somehow. And one way that we're going to try to do something new this year is the golf tournament. And it's a scramble format, and it's going to be held on Monday, October 8th,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be at Pebble Creek Country Club, which is just a beautiful golf course.
Great golf course,
yes. So we're very excited about that. again, one of the reasons we're doing this is not only for to raise money for the Brazos Valley Symphony, but we're doing some really great things with educational outreach, with the children's concerts, and so it's really to support and continue to build on that.
You always do so much more than just put on the great shows. You do have outreach, educational type of programs too. So when people contribute to the Brazos Valley Symphony, either this way or any of the other fundraisers, they need to know that this is just a lot more than putting on shows.
It's providing, you know, not only the shows, but also bringing in some fabulous guest artists. There's some great talent coming in this year for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and you know, those folks aren't volunteering their time.
No.
I wish they would, but nonetheless, so that's what's really part of one of these fundraisers in the golf tournament is designed to do. Some of the exciting things about the golf tournament, Tom, mm-hmm. is that in addition to the scramble format, we are offering sponsorships. So
good.
If businesses in the community want to get involved and be a sponsor of the golf tournament, they can do it by sponsoring a team.
Mm-hmm.
They can also be hole sponsors, longest putt, longest drive,
sure.
Closest to the pin, those kinds of things.
Right.
So there's multiple ways that the community can be involved, whether you play golf or whether you're a business that wants to be participating and supporting.
What's contact information if people want to play, if people want to sponsor, if people want to do both?
We have a couple of ways that people can be involved and get a hold of us. One is online. You can go to www.bvso.org/golf.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be all the information there about signing up and registering, as well as the sponsorship levels. And so that's one way. The other way is to just call the Brazos Valley Symphony office at 696-6100.
Put it on your calendar, the Brazos Valley Symphony Golf Tournament Fundraiser, October the 8th at Pebble Creek. And tomorrow, we'll talk to Mary Kinniger, a little preview of what's coming up with the symphony season. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 833, 82 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the upper 80s. The heat index well above 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Calling 911 to report her baby had been abducted has led to a Bryan woman going to jail accused of making a false report. College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says Tuesday's arrest followed an incident the week before Memorial Day when four patrol cars responded with lights and sirens to Post Oak Mall.
She admitted to them that she had lied about what she reported, and she also admitted that she had arrived at the mall with him, gotten into an argument at the mall, and that she had refused to get in the vehicle with him. She also admitted to officers that she currently lived with him. The protective order had expired. So pretty much all the information that she gave officers initially was incorrect.
18-year-old Marisela De Luna placed the 911 call after walking away from the food court following an argument with her boyfriend. The boyfriend had their four-month-old daughter at the time. He later told investigators he tried to call De Luna 25 times, 12 before she called 911, attempting to get her to go home with him and the baby instead of walking back to Bryan. Two men have been indicted on charges in connection with a 3,000-plant marijuana growing operation near Brenham. A federal grand jury in Austin on Tuesday indicted 38-year-old Jose Evaristo Rivera, a Honduran national, and 27-year-old Everett Gonzalez, a Mexican national. Each is charged with one count of conspiracy to manufacture more than 1,000 marijuana plants and one count of manufacturing marijuana plants. They face from 10 years to life in prison in federal prison if convicted. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration discovered the fields last month while conducting an aerial operation. A West Texas man accused of fatally shooting a deputy has died in a hospital nearly a week after he shot himself and surrendered to end the standoff. Marcus Wade Madison was pronounced dead Tuesday afternoon at a San Angelo hospital. Reagan County Deputy Josh Mitchell was killed earlier this month after he went to the 42-year-old Madison's house in Big Lake to talk to him about a complaint. That led to a 17-hour standoff that ended when Madison walked out Thursday morning with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Updated information from the Brazos County Appraisal District means good news for the city of Bryan. Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says he's still crunching the numbers, but it appears the city will receive more property tax revenue.
We've got a presentation on the 14th to update the council with the latest property tax and an update on the forecast going out. But property tax is the one that was just updated last week from the appraisal district.
The first draft given to council 3 weeks ago indicated a decrease in property tax money to pay for general fund operations the year after next. Hegwood expects that issue to go away. For the second time in less than a week, the Brazos County Health Department has announced a patient has the West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams says to seek immediate medical attention if you have a day or two of neurological symptoms, including high fever, severe headache, and confusion.
If you look across the state of Texas, though, Texas has had over 145 cases of West Nile virus reported. And the age range of that age has been 20 months to 93 years old, basically, and the average age has been a 47.
The newest case involves a woman between the ages of 20 and 40, and the health department expects a full recovery. Explosive is a good way to describe the population growth in Texas, but one bump in the road may just be that. The roads.
Texans enjoy not paying a state income tax, money most states collect and use to fund highway and infrastructure projects. TSN economist Dr. Ray Perryman says even though the state is doing well economically, Texas has some long-term structural issues it will need to deal with if the growth continues.
Texans don't seem to want an increase in gasoline tax or outside investment or toll roads, and those are about the only options that we have right now.
Perryman adds with 1,000 people moving to the state every day, that means up to 400 cars are added to the roadways. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 837, 82 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news brought to you by The Face Place. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let's face it. If you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call The Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call The Face Place today, 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott and White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
You have probably heard about the alarming increase in tick populations in your area this year. And for those of you seeking a tick repellent that's effective and non-toxic, I've got some great news from our friends at Cedarside. Introducing Tick Shield Tactical, specifically formulated for people and pets battling especially heavy tick activity. Now, you've heard me talk about Cedarside's best yet for months. How is the new Tick Shield Tactical different? Tick Shield Tactical has twice the load of active ingredient as best yet. Double the dose of their signature modified, fractionated, and specially spiked red Texas cedar oil for enhanced tick repellency. Tick Shield Tactical offers parents and pets an industrial strength blend of cedar repellency that's people and pets safe. Learn more about new Tick Shield Tactical at cedarside.com. CEDARCIDE or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Free shipping in the continental U.S. 800-842-1464.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or an entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
841, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure keeps the weather warm across the region. Sunshine will be found in abundance today. Highs will be up close to 100. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. Keep a watch on the radar, see what develops. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun is back tomorrow, we're 95 to 100. By late tomorrow afternoon, there could be an isolated storm. Friday's going to be partly sunny, warm once again. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, God.
We'd almost made it all morning.
I know, and I had my headphones up too loud.
And those are always too loud.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, so there.
So, I mean, it'll be over after this weekend.
So. It's almost 3 o'clock there, right? I mean, so isn't it, stuff's going on, right? Isn't there stuff happening?
Yeah.
I mean, like there's floor exercises or something?
I think those finally finished yesterday.
I think
yesterday.
It would be tea time.
Yeah, yeah,
I think gymnastics is darn near over.
All right, so now, how long did you live in England?
Just a year.
Okay. So, I mean...
It's about a year longer than most people live in England.
Yeah. Oh.
So now, I mean, so would you stop and have tea? How often would you stop and have tea at 3 o'clock?
Oh, you drink tea all the time.
Well, I know, but I mean a formal kind of sitting, a formal tea or any of that stuff?
Well, actually, Scott, that's an interesting question.
Well, thank you so much.
In the north where I was living, they call dinner tea. So you might be having dinner. We're going to go have some tea. You're not necessarily going to drink tea. They're talking about dinner.
Oh, you're going to eat some bad British food.
So we could be having tea on the ground. Is that what we're talking about?
I love British food. For the record, someone lied. I don't know if it was someone in the 60s or 70s. Somebody put out this mass communicated lie that British food was awful, but actually British food is amazing.
You're the first person I've heard that has been there that said that, though.
I brought cookbooks back with me. I wept over this cookbook on a train. It's a great cookbook.
Wow. You wept over the cookbook?
Yes, I did. Oh. Which is actually very socially unacceptable.
Yeah, really, I would think so.
Say they're kind of a stodgy people. I mean, stayed. In terms of their lack of emotion.
Yeah. Now, Chase, I like you, but I don't like what you're saying right now.
Well, you're not the first one. So.
Well, I think I'll take the other side of that, Kat. I think that these Olympics will change a lot of people's view of the Brits as far as their enthusiasm for things, their laid backness. And I that's what I believe, anyway.
You know what may have changed that before, though? Uh-huh. Or at least got him on its way? Soccer hooliganism.
Maybe.
You mentioned.
Except it's football over there.
But my favorite Olympic moment so far, and I don't know whether you guys saw it or saw the replay of it, was this guy, was Bo Farah, winning the 10,000 meters. And his reaction and the crowd's reaction after it is the coolest Olympic moment so far.
Well, there's a there just happened. Yeah! So happened
that
there was a story in the Wall Street Journal about this very thing yesterday, and it was on the Wall Street Journal report this morning about the athletes and who cries and who doesn't. Hello.
Hey, listen, man, I spent a summer over there, and right now my mouth is watering for a toad in the hole.
All right, a toad in the hole.
That's a good man right there.
That's right. See, we Americans think the only thing they eat over there is fish and chips, right?
Oh, man, yeah. You need to. Uh-huh. I'll make you a steak and ale pie before you leave. I'll have to bake one, and I'll bring it up here. And oh, man, it's yummy.
Mm. Can we talk about a toad in the hole? I'm scared to death of what that means.
I'm not a huge. What it is basically it's pancake batter poured over a bunch of sausages.
Oh, like pigs in a blanket, almost.
Sort of. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Anyway.
You think you can get that at Sonic on a stick?
Yeah, you can. You've just won an Olympic gold medal, the culmination of a lifetime of training and sacrifice. You're standing on the podium, flags raised, national anthem blaring. How are you going to react?
If I won a gold medal, I'd be crying like a baby. Yep.
To find out what happens most often, the Wall Street Journal reviewed the tape of 129 gold medal winners from the London Olympic Games. About 16% of them cried at some point during the ceremony. Another 16% either kissed or bit their medal on the podium.
Uh-huh.
44% sang along in their national anthem. I'd like to watch if the basketball team, American basketball team, wins, I'd like to see them try. Oh, for sake.
Yeah, really. They'll be pulling the old preacher trick when you forget the words to the song. Cantaloupe.
It's watermelon.
Well, it's watermelon. It's either cantaloupe or watermelon.
Chase can't say watermelon, though.
Yeah. It's against my religion to say that. So.
Now, women cry more than men, 25% compared to 8.
Well, why is that surprising?
Okay.
The woman said that.
Yes. Many of the men who did cry seriously lost it. Chad.
See, that's what I would be afraid of. I'd be afraid that I wouldn't just cry. I would just collapse into an emotional pile of jelly.
Chad Lacoste needed tissues after he beat Michael Phelps in the 200-meter butterfly. He was screaming, "I beat the Sonic boy, Subway boy! I beat the Subway boy!"
Really.
While the Dominican Republic's Felix Sanchez was a complete wreck after winning the 400-meter hurdles, among the countries with the most gold medals thus far, China cries the least.
Well, you can get whipped for that in China, probably.
Yeah. Well, they expect to win.
Only 7% of its athletes succumbing to tears, 17% of U.S. American winners
Chinese athletes cry when they lose. How about that?
Yeah.
Because bad things are about to happen.
Now, 37% of the wimpy Great Britain people cried. 37.5% of their athletes cried. So, just saying.
Well, I think it's okay to cry.
Why are you using wimpy in the same sentence?
Just because you were here and I thought it would annoy you.
He's trying to poke you with a stick.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but we were talking about how that's what made me go to the story at all. The fact that how you're saying how stoic those people might be. Or
that was the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Stoic,
Yes.
All right, so here we go.
By the way, the other thing, too, is because I hear people bagging on our national anthem all the time. I love our national anthem. I mean, I think it's a beautiful song. I think the melody is beautiful.
Yeah, it's hard to sing.
Well, but tough, you know.
Yeah.
That to me, that thins the herd.
Right.
That way not everybody can grab a microphone and belt
that's
it
right.
out.
Wait a second, Chase. I think almost everybody has grabbed a microphone and sung it because
you've heard
some of the people at games I've been
to. That's just because sports, that's just because promotions people at athletic events get lazy and they find any warm body they can. So, you know
that's
what?
Right.
That needs to stop.
Everybody can't be a Carl Lewis. Right?
Oh, or a Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a Roseanne Barr. That was not bad.
To me, it's an emotional song.
Sure, it is. There's
no
doubt.
48th birthday, Carl Lewis. Oh, you found Carl, did you?
Nah, I can't. The audio is too low. But, but again, as Daniel Tosh says, do you have it on your iPad?
Yeah, iPod.
On your iPod, yeah. So,
He says none of the Olympic athletes are listening to that before the big race.
No.
What are you listening to? National Anthem, man. Here's Carl.
Oh, say. Can you see? And the rockets, red flag.
Uh-oh. Oh, you sure will.
I'll make up for it.
The free.
Yeah, drop it down an octave.
Yeah, be enough.
I like our national anthem.
And it's fine as long as Carl Lewis just stays away from it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I give you as exhibit.
Sounds like he has a good voice.
Well, he started out fine. It's just
in too high of a key.
As exhibit A, did anyone have a dry eye when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
You mean when she lip sang the pre-recorded version? Yeah. No, you're right. She did a spectacular job. I agree. If it's done well and if it's done right, it is. Remember when Jose Feliciano did it the first time and kind of jazzed it up?
No.
Jose did a little bit, yeah. And now, of course, we have that. And I think it went viral. There was like some 10-year-old girl who sang the anthem like 2 weeks ago. And now she's getting ripped on because she's a 10-year-old, and why did they have her singing the national anthem?
I always think of Jimi Hendrix. That's the version I think of the national anthem.
Oh, on the guitar.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Lay's has asked America to do us a favor and come up with the next great potato chip flavor.
Bro, fish tacos.
And the winner gets $1 million.
How about my jambalaya, darling?
Think you can win the million?
How about lobster roll? Or maybe some chowder?
Come on, it's gotta be Philly cheesesteak with wings.
Go to Facebook.com/Lay's and give us your flavor today. Go to your local HEB and grab a bag of Lay's chips for some do us a flavor inspiration. No purchase necessary. Enter due 10-6-2012. See official rules for details.
August is a great time to head to your neighborhood half-price bookstore and sell your stockpile of summer reads for cash. Money in your pocket, another chance for others to enjoy your favorites, whether it's books, music, movies, comics, even games and gaming consoles. It's how Half Price Books has been doing business for 40 years, and it's why they have such a fantastic selection of used books as well as their amazing new books on any subject. Half Price Books is buying more than ever from book lovers like us every day, more than 750,000 books a week nationwide. They'll make you a cash offer, not credit, on everything you bring in. They don't pick and choose. They try to donate what they may not sell to organizations around the world. It's simple. Bring your stash to Half Price Books. They'll be happy to bring them in, they'll check them out, and you'll have your cash offer. So make room at your place by selling what you've already enjoyed at their place. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So we're talking about continuing British food.
Real quick, I need to point something out.
Yeah.
There was a misunderstanding between myself and a show observer because they asked the question, you just had to do that. And I said, the guitar was not me for once. But then the show observer comes back and says, I meant Carl.
So Carl.
That's on Scott.
Yeah, that's on me.
But the guitar was all...
Yeah. Well, that would have been Cat.
It was Tom Turbeville.
No, I cannot.
Tom's never hit a note that high in his life.
I can't do mouth guitar that well.
Yeah,
you were the ultimate left-handed master of the Stratocaster.
Tom, my mom loves your voice.
Oh, really?
He sounds like such a nice man.
Yeah, well,
she's never worked with him.
and she's running out of time.
I was going to say, time's running out.
So while we were...
Mom.
Yeah. While we were in the break, discussing...
Sorry. We're trying to take over the show here, Scott, but go ahead.
No, it's okay. No.
You wrestle it back, buddy.
No.
I'm on your side.
Kat and I were having a discussion, and she was talking about the strange flavors of potato chips. And, of course, my eyes lit up because I've gotten a chance to bring potato chips back to the boys.
Even from Britain Light.
Potato crisps.
Yeah. And we were discussing different flavors and gravy and ketchup and things like that. And she said, my favorite is...
Well, one of my
favorites. One of your favorites.
There is a chip called Skips. And they're fizzy, melty, prawn cocktail-flavored snacks. And they kind of fizz in your mouth with a shrimp flavor.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, some of my friends don't like them.
Make you want to throw up in your mouth.
Do you dip them in cocktail sauce?
No, you just eat them plain. They're like shrimp and cocktail flavored. And they fizz in your mouth, kind of like Pop Rocks.
Not in your hands.
But now wait, here's another one, though, because then we went and looked it up.
Yeah.
There's Skip's Sizzling bacon flavored fizzy melty.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, those ones are a different shape.
I'd try one of those first.
Yeah.
Wait, they don't look like little pieces of bacon, because then you get them confused with dog treats in here.
They do look sort of like dog treats. But my favorite were called...
I'd get confused, and then my whole day would be ruined.
There's one chip called Space Raiders, and it... The texture is like the honeycomb cereal, but it tastes like beef ramen noodle, and it's in the shape of an alien's head. That's what helped me write my dissertation.
Stop.
That's how I got through university.
That's how you got by eating those?
Yeah, I would eat them in the middle of the night.
And then what would you drink?
There
to go
were only
along
26
with that?
Pence, so you could get. No, I drank Pepsi, actually.
Did they have Mountain Dew in Great Britain?
No, I think it's illegal.
Yeah, they don't want the British getting all jazzed up on caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah, caffeinated products. That'd be a. Scary thing.
It's all good stuff. If you ever go to Britain, you should buy some chips. They're cheap souvenirs to give to people.
That's what I did when we went to Canada.
Yeah, that's what I said. He came back from England light and brought us some Canadian chips.
Right. I saw they had dill pickle flavored, and they had ketchup, and I said, guys, look, I saw these and thought of you.
Of course, I guess somebody could come over here and be like, barbecue?
Yeah, why would you do something like
ranch?
That?
Ranch? Yeah. They don't understand. You know,
Have you ever had ranch on fried chicken?
Oh, you could put ranch on anything.
We put ranch on
ranch on
ranch on birthday cake for crying out
loud. Gross. Yeah.
Now we're gross.
You are gross.
We found the threshold.
Yeah.
We can talk about shrimp crisps, but
no,
ranch
they're not
on...
crisps. They're fizzy, melty snacks.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I bet they'd have a field day with Funyuns.
Well, once again, as I said, how long was it between the first bag of Funyuns and the second?
Well, I love me some Funyuns.
No, but they've got. I love Funyuns too, but they have a pickled onion Monster Munch. Monster Munch is another brand of chips. It's like the more expensive, greasier version of Space Raiders.
That sounds like breakfast cereal when you start calling it Monster Munch.
I have a T-shirt. I'll wear it to work.
This is awesome.
I had to eat a whole lot of bags of chips to send away.
Answer me truly, Kat.
And you've got
is Scott's head in his hands right now?
No, but it's
not across his face.
Okay, so now what? You had to send empty bags to them and they sent you a T-shirt?
Yes, plus I had to send some money.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say there might be some money involved.
But I had to eat a lot of bags of chips.
Wow.
Well, that's like trying to get a free sub.
Yeah. Oh, really? How's that work? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, some places where you have a little card.
Oh,
and
they'll
get
punch card.
And...
Yeah. Okay. Come back in 40 pounds later. Yeah. Hey, man, you get a free sub. That's great.
Waddle in and ask for your free sub.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and go with the veggie and the diet coke.
Yeah. Archaeologists are studying the ancient city of Cahuca. Cahuca.
Sounds like a car horn.
Well,
how's it spelled?
C A H O K I A. They have located what they believe is the evidence of possibly this sacred beverage, which was called black drink.
Oh.
Yes. And that's how European explorers exploring the southeastern U.S. in the 1600s described it in their writing. It is basically a caffeinated drink that turned up outside of St. Louis, of all places. And apparently it is the forerunner, if you will, of coffee.
Is that for coffee?
That's
for
coffee. Yeah, I thought coffee. He was going to play the Lion King.
No.
Chase likes coffee, by the way. Kat.
The settlers, settlers' records suggested the black caffeinated drink was part of a purification ritual that involved dancing and vomiting. Thank you so much. On this date in history,
I love this part.
In 1899, A.T. Marshall of Brockton, Massachusetts, patented the refrigerator.
Oh, we're very happy about
that. Yes, we really are. 1911, the millionth patent was filed in the U.S. Patent Office by Francis Holton for a tubeless vehicle tire. In 1974, in the fallout from the Watergate scandal.
And now 50% of the show was not born before
that. That's right. Richard Nixon announced his resignation effective the next day.
Oh, I'm...